1230 KHAS.
We're back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get set for the men's game here tonight on the second day of the Roadway Inn Classic presented by Hastings College as the Broncos get set to take on the Tabor College tonight. Spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Bill Gavers. And, Coach, we see a team here in the second day of the Classic we saw earlier in the season. We were able to pick up a win down there.
Yeah, Tabor's a real athletic team. You know, last night against Doan, they were up 18 in the second half and ended up losing the game. Doan went on a big run, but they've got good athletes. Got to keep them out of transition. Got to keep them off the glass.
Last night it was a win for us over McPherson College out of Kansas, 70-58. What did you see in that ballgame?
I thought we sustained our effort. You know, we've talked a lot about putting 40 minutes together. You know, we had a couple games before this one where we had leads, and we let those disintegrate a little bit and then got into real tight games down the stretch. So when our guys got ahead, they were reminding each other that we need to expand. We need to continue to keep working and getting stops and then scoring on the offensive end.
One other thing you mentioned yesterday was limiting these guys with transition baskets. Did not have a lot of transition baskets in the ballgame last night.
Yeah, no, two things that we did really well. We got back in transition, didn't give them field goals off our missed field goals or made field goals. And then also our guards did a really good job of containing the ball. They did a great job of not giving up angles to their guys, Alex Thayer, Carson Bloom, Brandon Krause. I thought did a great job keeping the ball out of the paint.
Maybe one of our better defensive performances, held them to, what, 35, 36% shooting, one of our better defensive performances in a while.
Yeah, we did a nice job. Again, you know, we didn't let the ball get into the middle of the floor. Our guys, they set a lot of ball screens. Our guys did a good job of pinning the ball on one side, and our bigs did a good job of closing the gap on the ball screen defense. So we did a great job on that, kept them off boards, kept them out of transition.
Brandon Krause had a sensational ball game for you. Had 13 points in the first half, ended up with 15. He was all over the place. Looked good.
Yeah, he did a really good job of, you know, Brandon likes to drive the ball, but we've talked to him a lot about, and he knows that he's got to knock down shots to set up the drive. And early in the game, he knocked down a couple threes. He's just a hard worker. Brandon's getting in the morning, hey, when's the gym open? When can I get more shots up? And so you always appreciate guys that are willing to do that.
You happy with what you got done offensively?
Yeah, I thought we did a good job. You know, first half, I think we shot, you know, 46, 47%. We're 50% from the line. And I think we can still be better. You know, I think that we can still finish around the rim better. But I think our guys were aggressive. I thought we attacked both in transition and in half court.
Sterling comes in, or rather, Tabor's a team that comes in 2 wins and 6 losses on the season. But they were preseason ranked number 20 in the Division II poll in NAIA rank. So obviously, they've got a little bit of talent inside.
Well, they got, you know, the Thomas kid inside, big 6'6 kid. Really a good player, a great offensive rebounder. Really goes hard to the basket, posts up well. He had at least 19, 20 points at half yesterday. At half. So he's very capable of hurting you. You got to do a good job of taking away, you know, his right hand and him turning to his right shoulder. But their guards are also quick, and they got some guys that can shoot the ball.
Dwayne Biggs averaging in double figures, and Malik Brooks also in double figures for Tabor. A couple other guys will have to contain today.
Yeah, the Brooks kid really shoots the ball well. You just can't give him any space. Really is a knockdown three-point shooter. Biggs really is more of a driver, slashes and attacks the rim. And then number five, LeBlanc, you know, can really shoot the ball and also put it on the floor. So they're a great challenge for us on the defensive end.
X's and O's, what are they going to show us offensively and defensively today?
Offensively, they're going to look at a lot of high-low. You know, early in the year, they were setting more ball screens. Now it looks like they're more committed to getting the ball inside to Thomas, but they'll still set some ball screens. Defensively, they've played some man. They've played some 2-3 zones, so we got to be ready to attack both.
As far as we're concerned, what do we want to get done besides a win today? What do we want to get done in preparation for the conference resuming next Saturday?
We just got to continue to do little things, you know, not give up transition baskets. Make sure that we make hits on the defensive glass and also attack the offensive glass. Offensively, obviously we want to push the ball, and then if we don't have anything, it should flow right into our half-court offense. We want to get good ball movement, good player movement, and get great shots.
A chance now to maybe grab some momentum here, winning a couple of games here in the Classic before we get ready to go again next Saturday.
Yeah, no question. You know, we've got tonight, and then we've got a week to prepare for Briarcliff next Saturday. Both the teams that we've played, McPherson and Tabor, were great preparation for our next conference game because they set a lot of ball screens, and Briarcliff is a perpetual ball screen. They're going to set a lot of wing ball screens, and so anytime you get 2 games before that, on accident, of course, we didn't plan it that way, where you're going to see the same thing a week down the road, I think it gives you an opportunity to take a look at stuff on film, what you did well, what you need to shore up. Our guys have been great this year about when we take a look at film, they're really good about learning from it and then making corrections.
Really have not had a so-called real long losing streak in this season so far, and that's good news. The guys are battling back after losses we've had.
And we're going to leave it up to you, Mike, to make sure that we don't have that long losing streak. But, yeah, our guys do. They've been mentally tough. They're a group that wants to be good. You know, and we're real close. You know, we've had just a ton of close games. You know that. And so we've just got to execute, and we've got to make sure that we take care of little details. Again, can't give up transition, can't give up second shot opportunities, and we got to make sure we outwork and outthink people every night.
That's one thing we didn't mention. You did a great job on the boards yesterday, too.
Yeah, our guys have done a great job. You know, Zach Lean in there, just physical, competes. Johnny DeWard had a great game yesterday. I thought he really played well offensively, really played well defensively. You know, Callahan, I think, played 15 minutes, had 9 rebounds. So he's a kid who comes in, he chases rebounds, gives you opportunities, and we got to continue to do that.
You guys are really finding the role on this basketball team right now, aren't they?
Yeah, there's no question. Guys know what needs to be done. Alex Thayer, I thought, had a good game yesterday. Really got us going early, got us moving well, got us pushing up the floor. And then Carson Bloom coming off the bench. If we get good production out of those two guys are key in getting our team going the right direction.
There you go.
Thanks, Mike.
Bill Gabers, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and Tabor tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Ferrell Arena, as we get set for the final game of the Roadway Inn Classic presented by Hastings College this weekend. Hastings College men getting set to take on Tabor College. Tabor is a team that is 2-6 on the season. They were preseason ranked number 20 in the NAIA Division II poll. Right at the end of October, we haven't had a poll since then, and the Blue Jays have gotten off to kind of a shaky start, 2 wins and 6 losses on the year. One of those losses was to Hastings College. The Broncos went down there and played him and beat him by a score of 71-60. They were playing here yesterday, and they lost to Doan by a score of 78-69. So Tabor is sitting at 2 wins and 6 losses on the season. Their 2 wins this year have been over Haskell out of Kansas and also to Oklahoma Wesleyan. Their losses have been to Oklahoma Baptist, also to Doan and Hastings, also losing to York. They lost to Oklahoma Baptist, and they lost to Doan yesterday. So Tabor sitting at 2-6 on the season. This is a team that's averaging 75.1 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 77.8 on the defensive end. They shoot the ball pretty well, 47% from the field, 38% from three-point territory, and 72% from the free throw line. They get out-rebounded by their opponents 33-37. The problems have been a little bit on defense. They give up 42% shooting defensively and 35% from the three-point arc. The winning scorers, we talked about them during the pregame show with the coach, Malik Brooks, averaging 16 points per ball game, and Andrew Thomas, who's averaging 15.5 points per contest. Hastings College, they come to record now at 5 wins and 5 losses on the season. Hastings picking up a win yesterday over McPherson College out of Kansas, winning by a score of 70-58 in the ball game yesterday. They held McPherson to just 35% shooting in the ball game, and they forced 17 turnovers. Also had a good performance on the boards yesterday. They out-rebounded McPherson, a margin of 41-30. Brown and Krause had a sensational first half for Hastings as he scored 13 points in the first half alone. Ended up with 15 for the ball game. Also had 5 rebounds and 6 assists. The Broncos were able to stretch the lead from a 14-point halftime advantage to 22 points in the second half. And they go on to win last night in the first round of the Classic by a score of 70-58. So Hastings back up to 5-5 on the season as they get ready to move over the 500 mark, hopefully, and back into the conference season again next Saturday when they journey to Sioux City to take on the Briarcliff Chargers. So a good last ball game here in the Roadway Inn Classic presented by Hastings College tonight. We'll come back and check the starting lineups as we continue with Bronco basketball on 1230 KHAS.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back here at Lynn Ferrell Arena on 1230 KHAS. We'll get to the starting lineups now, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. First of all, for Tabor College, the Blue Jays out of Hillsboro, Kansas. We've got Tabor going to be dressed in their homestanding whites. Again, Hastings College for the women's game and for the guys' game, they're in their away jerseys, which allows the opposing teams a little wandry advantage here. They played the visiting teams yesterday. As far as their visiting jerseys are concerned, they've got the white ones on today. So Hastings will still be the home team. They'll be dressed in their road uniforms and vice versa for Tabor College. They're the visitors, but they're going to be in their white uniforms, which is a blessing for us because their away jerseys are blue with the black numbers, and they're extremely tough to read from our advantage point. So this is a blessing in disguise for the media folks and for the press road down here. Tabor going to be dressed in their white uniforms tonight. Andrew Thomas gets his start. Thomas, a 6'7" senior out of Grenada. Thomas averaging 15 points per ball game. Dwayne Biggs is a 6-foot senior out of Olive Branch, Mississippi. Biggs is averaging 12 points per ball game. Chance LeBlanc is a 5'11" junior out of Oklahoma. LeBlanc is averaging 6.3 points per ball game. Also, Malik Brooks gets a start tonight, 5'11" junior out of Cibolo, Texas. Brooks is averaging 16 points per ball game. He's their leading scorer. Then Jonathan Gibson is a 6'8" sophomore out of Grenada. Gibson is averaging 4.1 points per ball game. For Hastings College, they'll go with their usual starting lineup. Alex Thayer, 5'10", a senior out of Superior, averaging 4 points per ball game. Tobin Reinwald, 6'5", a senior out of Lincoln. Reinwald did not have a very good game yesterday. He was kind of off of the mark, scored only 4 points, but he's their leading scorer, averaging 16 points per ball game. Brandon Krause, 6'2", a senior out of Lincoln. Krause is averaging 10 points per ball game. Zach Lena, 6'5", a senior out of Omaha, averaging 13.2 points and 8.9 rebounds per game. And then John DeWard, a 6'6" junior out of Utica, he's averaging 4.3 points and 3.6 rebounds per ball game. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So it's the Hastings College men now in action against the Tabor Blue Jays here tonight. Last game of the Roadway Inn Classic presented by Hastings College. Broncos will shoot to our basket to our left here tonight. Tabor to the right. Jonathan Gibson in the center circle. He'll jump things up against John DeWard. Ball is in the air, and Tabor controls the opening tip. So the Blue Jays have the opening tip. Hastings College will start off in the man-to-man. They'll play man all night long today. Of course, the trademark for Billy Gabers, the head coach at Hastings College. Here's Thomas with the ball out to the free throw line. Drives it, gives it up down to Biggs. Dwayne Biggs behind the screen from Thomas. Doesn't use it. Gives the ball away. Down to Thomas. A free throw line jumper is put up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Tobin Reinwald. To the near sideline to Alex there. The Broncos, the first offensive possession for him here at this end. Hastings has the ball. That's Zach Lena. Reinwald moves it over to there on the wing on the right side to John DeWard. They work the ball around the perimeter. Here's Brandon Krause with the ball. Dribbles with it. Now Brandon Krause beyond the three-point arc. Gives it up now to Thayer. 13 seconds left in the shot clock. Hastings on the opening possession here. Thayer, dribble penetration. Gives it to Reinwald, and a foul is going to be called. Reinwald trying to bring it high on the block on the right side. And a foul is going to be called here on the Chancellor block of Tabor. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number one on the Jays. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get the fresh shot clock. Good thing, because their first possession, the shot clock was expiring there. Here's Krause with the ball to Reinwald. Now to Thayer for three. Shot is up there. It's no good. Long rebound. It comes out to Chance LeBlanc. Here come the Blue Jays back the other way. LeBlanc Gives it out here to Biggs. Fires up a three. Shot rims off. No good. Rebound Thomas. He's surrounded on the baseline. Now the ball is knocked loose. The scramble is on. Jump ball is called. Nope. Hastings got possession of it and called timeout. Hastings got possession of it and called the timeout from the bench. So they saved the possession. We'll take a quick break here. 18:47 to play in the first half. No score between the Broncos and the Blue Jays.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here, it's going to be the Tabor Blue Jays inbounding the ball. They get it into Andrew Thomas. Thomas drives the ball against DeWard, puts up a little run hander. It's up and in. Andrew Thomas scoring there for Tabor. That's his first field goal, and the Blue Jays go out on top of Hastings. Final score of 2-0 here in men's college basketball. Here's Brandon Krause at the top of the key. The fair on the deep wing on the right side to Krause. Back out here, 25 feet away from the basket. Tobin Reinwald down to Alex there. To Reinwald, back around to the left side to Krause. Krause here on the wing, can't do anything with it. Comes out to Alex there. He drives it down the right side of the lane all the way to the baseline. Now dribbles into the corner, throws up a shot from three. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Andrew Thomas. Thomas with a board there for Tabor College. Here come the Blue Jays. They were preseason ranked number 20 in the NAIA Division II poll earlier this season. However, they are just 2-6 on the year as they come to town here this weekend. Dwayne Biggs with the ball to Thomas, top of the key. Three-pointer is put up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Zach Lena, down to Reinwald. Left-handed dribble into the forecourt for Hastings. Stops, goes over to Krause in the right wing, drives the ball to the hoop. His shot no good. Thomas with a rebound. Andrew Thomas has got it down for Tabor. Outlet pass to the near sideline to Chance LeBlanc. Here comes Tabor with the basketball. LeBlanc has got it. Circles around, moves it to the elbow, left side of the lane. Gets it to Biggs over here on the right side. Bombs it to the high post to Jonathan Gibson. Gibson gets it back out here into three-point territory with the basketball there and driving down the lane. Malik Rose dishes off, picked up. A shot is up and in by Jonathan Gibson. Gibson picks up the loose ball in the lane and scores. Tabor has got a 4-0 lead over Hastings College. Broncos having problems with it again as Reinwald sends the ball down low underneath the basket and a whistle. Stops play here. We're going to have a personal foul called on Tabor. It's going to go on Chance LeBlanc. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number two on the Blue Jays. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball. Coming into the ball game now, JT Nimmett is going to check in there now for Tabor. Nimmett, 5'9", a senior out of Woodland Hills, California. Hastings trailing early in this ball game. 4-0 is the score. Lena goes deep in a corner. There's a long three-pointer put up there and in. A three-pointer by Thayer from the deep left corner. The Broncos are on the scoreboard. 4-3 is the score. That was at the 17-minute mark in this first half here at the Osborne Sports Complex. JT Nimmett with the ball goes over there on the far side to Malik Brooks. He's their leading scorer on the team, averaging 16 points per ball game. Biggs has got the ball down to Thomas, drives the baseline, dishes off. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Reinwald as he runs back the other way. The first turnover on Tabor in the ball game. Krause has got it. Now to John DeWard just inside the ring. Hands it. John DeWard, a long two-pointer there for Hastings, and the Broncos are out on top. So John DeWard steps away from the basket and scores. Back the other way is Biggs. A shot in the lane. Good. Dwayne Biggs twisting and turning there. A little French pastry in the lane for Tabor College. 6-5 is the score. Back the other way is Reinwald. His shot in the lane. No good. Bound for the rebound. Foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Tabor College. Is going to go on Jonathan Gibson. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number three on the Blue Jays. Into the ball game now will be John Jednik. Into the ball game now for Tabor College. Jednik is 6'6" and a junior from Princeton, Minnesota. Hastings inbounds the ball. Lena having problems with it as he takes it down the lane. Now a scramble is on. It is loose and is picked up here by Tabor College. First turnover on the Broncos. Here comes Tabor back the other way, going all the way to the rack as Biggs. He throws up a shot, but he's fouled into play. And Biggs will go to the free throw line here. The personal foul is going to be whistled on DeWard. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number one on the Broncos, and going to the free throw line now will be Dwayne Biggs for Tabor College. Biggs has got 2 points in the ball game so far on the field goal. He's a 60% foul shooter in the season now for the Blue Jays. And a shot is up there. It's going to be good. Tabor's a team. Not too shabby from the free throw line. 72%, 47% from the field, and 38% from three-point territory. End of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Drew Callahan. John DeWard will come to the bench. Callahan, the freshman out of North Platte. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Biggs. He's now got 4 points in the ball game, and the Blue Jays are out on top of Hastings now by a score of 8-5 in this final game of the Roadway Inn Classic presented by Hastings College this weekend. Here's a Zach Clemens into the ball game for the Broncos as well. Comes out to Brandon Krause, now to Callahan. Over there on the far sideline, it's going to be Ryan Wald. Gets away as he slides it in the hole. His shot's good, but it won't count. Personal foul on the way in. The foul is going to go here on Malik Brooks. That's going to be his first foul. End of the ball game for Hastings is going to be Carson Bloom. Coming in is going to be Connor Musel. Brandon Krause coming to the bench, and Alex Thayer coming to the bench for the Broncos. Non-shooting situation. Hastings will play things in. Bloom will inbound the ball. Carson looking. Comes out here now to Callahan. Callahan playing beyond the three-point arc. Gives it away now to Reinwald. To Connor Musel. Left side. That's going to be Carson Bloom. His pass is going to be chipped and intercepted. Intercepted here by Biggs as he runs her back the other way to Nimmett. Shot is up there and in a three-pointer. JT Nimmett, great job in the transition there by the Tabor Blue Jays. And Tabor is out on top of Hastings by the score of 11-5. We have played almost 5 minutes here in this ball game. Here's Connor Musel with the ball for Hastings out to Zach Clement. Bounce pass right side of the lane. Tobin spins, takes it down toward the baseline. Short jumper, good. Reinwald scores. He's averaging 16.8 on the season. That's his first field goal. Now 11-7. Here's Biggs back the other way. Nice pass to Thomas, but he can't finish at the rim. Thomas grabs the rebound. Foul shot is up and in. Andrew Thomas missed the first one. He got her back as he wrestled away from a couple of Broncos. And the big guy, Andrew Thomas, stuffs it down through the hole. 13-7 is the score now. Tabor has got the lead over Hastings College here tonight. There's Drew Callahan with the ball. Bounce pass goes to Reinwald. He mishandles it, but he's going to be fouled in the play. A foul here will go on the Tabor College. This one is going to go on Malik Brooks. That's going to be his second personal foul. End of the ball game now will be Jake Ark. He's going to come into the ball game now for Tabor. Checking in for Hastings College is going to be Josh Eves. Eves comes in, and it's going to be Reinwald checking out for the Broncos. 14:41 to play. In the first half, Tabor is out to the early lead over Hastings, 13-7. Here's Connor Musel with the ball, lobs it inside to Clemens, now down in the corner, bombs away for three, right down through the hole. Carson Bloom, he rings the gong from the left corner, a three-pointer there for Bloom. Hastings back to within 3 points. 13-10 is the score. We're in the first half here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Jake Ark sends it down the baseline to Jednik. They work it back around the perimeter. There's an entry pass to Thomas, wheels in the lane, goes for the hole, a shot good, and he's fouling the play. Andrew Thomas gets his third field goal in the ball game here. Bucket counts, and the personal foul is going to be whistled on Callahan. That's going to be his first. So now Billy Gabers wants to call a timeout. Hastings has fallen behind by 5 points here in the first 5.5 minutes of the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. It's Tabor College 15, Hastings College 10. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here with Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. A reminder, you can join us the first Tuesday of every month, and this coming Tuesday coming up for Bronco Talk. We'll get together with the coaches from noon until 1 o'clock on the first Tuesday of each month to talk about Hastings College athletics. It's your chance to hear from the coaches and ask questions for yourself and enjoy a delicious lunch at Valentino's at 604 South Burlington. In Hastings, that's Bronco Talk coming up on Tuesday at Valentino's of Hastings. We'll see you from 12 until 1 o'clock. So Hastings College is trailing here in men's college basketball. 15-10 is the score. Andrew Thomas to the free throw line. Thomas, the first time we played these guys, had 16 points down there in Hillsboro, Kansas. He's already got 7 here as he hits the free throw. And Tabor College is out on top of the Broncos now by a score of 16-10. Hastings calling the timeout, trying to work for a solution on Andrew Thomas inside. Hastings coming back now offensively. Here's Zach Clemens with the ball to Drew Callahan. Comes over to Connor Musial. Long three is up there. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound Nimitz. JT Nimitz has got the ball for Tabor. Comes back to the center of the floor and then throws it out of bounds. Threw it behind Dwayne Biggs, who is streaking down the far sideline. Threw it out of bounds into the third row of the bleachers. That's going to be a turnover on Tabor here in the basketball game. That's going to be turnover number two for the Blue Jays. Hastings has turned the ball over twice so far here in the ball game. Hastings is trailing 16-10. Nimitz hit the deck. No foul called for on Hastings. Drew Callahan has got the ball. There's a Connor Musial. He throws up a 10-footer. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to a Jednik for the Tabor Blue Jays. Down to a Dwayne Biggs. Biggs gets away, drives into the rack. His shot is up there, no good. Bound for the rebound. It's brought down by Hastings. There's Musial at the other end. He drives it, shoots, and scores. Connor Musial scores for Hastings. That was a great play there by Hastings College. That was a Josh Eves who got the rebound. He was falling down and got the ball ahead. An easy bucket at the other end of the floor for Hastings. Now a personal foul is going to be called on the Broncos. Here on this end, it's going to be on Josh Eves. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on the Broncos. It's going to be Tabor playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Biggs comes way out on top now to Andrew Thomas. Thomas gets it into the hands of Jake Ark. It comes across the top to a Dwayne Biggs down in the right corner. Jednik has got it. Jednik out to a Dwayne Biggs. Entry pass to Thomas, and a foul is going to be called. Hastings having all kinds of problems holding Thomas out there. And now Thomas, Andrew Thomas, is going to be hit with a personal foul. The Tabor folks don't agree with that one. Andrew Thomas being held inside, but Thomas gets hit with a personal foul there. That's going to be his first team foul, number six on the Blue Jays. So Hastings College has got the ball back here. Broncos trailing here in this first half. 16-12 is the score. Josh Eves with the ball, dribbling with it. Out to a Drew Callahan, top of the key. Callahan looks right, then left. We got a whistle away from all the action. And now a foul is going to be called on Carson Bloom. Now the Hastings coaching staff is not happy. Carson Bloom gets hit with his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number four in the Broncos. The Blue Jays have six here in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. We're nearing the 12-minute mark. Men's college basketball, the Blue Jays out on top of the Broncos by a score of 16-12. And now we've got a five-second violation on Dwayne Biggs. Biggs out here in three-point territory just dribbling with the ball. And they get whistled for a five-second violation, the third turnover on Tabor here in the ball game. And Hastings has got the ball back here. Trying to slice into this four-point lead that the Blue Jays have established early. Connor Musial has got the ball on the left side of the floor. Goes to the far side now. It's Carson Bloom. He finds a seam, drives into the hole. The ball stripped away, but a foul is going to be called. Boy, JT Nimitz just ripped the ball out of there from Carson Bloom, but he also gets hit with a personal foul. JT picks up his first. Team foul number seven on Tabor College. And now Hastings will enter the bonus situation, still with 12 minutes and 21 seconds to play in the first half. And going to the free throw line for the Broncos will be Carson Bloom. Bloom is an 80% foul shooter in the season. He throws it up there, and the shot is good. He's now 25 out of 31 from the free throw line. Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Carson Bloom with 4 points in the ballgame, making five as that one hits the bottom of the well. As that was 16-14 ball game, the Blue Jays have the lead over Hastings College. Dwayne Biggs with the ball now for Tabor College, picked up there by Bloom. Biggs lobs it inside to Thomas. Out there and scores. Andrew Thomas scores over Callahan of Hastings. Andrew Thomas now with 9 points already in the basketball game. And Tabor has got a four-point lead, 18-14. Josh Eves with the ball now for Hastings College. Goes over to Bloom. Lobs it down low to Callahan on the baseline. Callahan dribbles once. Comes out to Connor Musial at the top of the key. Connor gives it back to Callahan. Callahan for three. Shots up there. He buries it. The big guy, the freshman out of North Platte, Nebraska, buries a three-pointer for Hastings, and the Broncos back to within one. 18-17 is the score. 11 minutes and 35 seconds to play now here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex tonight. Good start from the ball game between Hastings and Tabor. Here's Nimitz with the ball. JT Nimitz, jump pass out on top now to a Jednik, who gives it to a Biggs. Around the screen, Biggs on the left side tries to go down low to Jednik. It's off of his fingertips out of bounds. And a turnover on Tabor. That's the fourth turnover on the Blue Jays here in the ball game. Here comes Reinwald back down to the scorer's table. He will check in. Eves will check out now for Hastings College. 18-17 is the score. The Broncos have a one-point deficit. But Hastings has got the ball back here. Carson Bloom has got it down for the Broncos as they get it to Reinwald. Back into the hands of Connor Muzzle. He's on the dribble. And now we've got a foul away from all the action. It's going to go on Bloom, who is down low on the right side of the floor. Right side of the lane there. And he gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his second. So Bloom is going to check out. There comes back in there. 11 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings is trailing Tabor by a score of 18-17. Hastings beat this team in the first couple of weeks of the season, 71-60, down in Hillsboro, Kansas. Here's Ack with the ball, trying to drive it to the hole. It's going to be stripped away. It's picked up by Hastings. Connor Musel comes back against Biggs. His left-handed layup good. Connor Musel scoring there. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. Hastings has the lead now, 19-18, but not for long as Dwayne Biggs comes back the other way and puts it down through the hole on the break. Biggs has now got 6 points in the ballgame, 20-19. Hastings down by a point here in the first half. Here's Clemens trying to drive it. Goes to Reinwald on the short right baseline. His shot's going to be no good. The ball tapped out. Picked up by Musel in the deep left corner. His shot for three is good. Musel picks up the loose ball on the left corner and drains it for a three-pointer. And the Broncos are now leading by a score of 22-20. Here's Thomas in the lane. His shot is up and in. Andrew Thomas now with 11 points in the first couple of minutes of this ballgame. There's a Reinwald in front of the free throw line. His little short jumper is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Jednik. Jednik with the ball now for Tabor. Gets it to Biggs, kicks it out here for three. It's Ark. His shot's up there and in. Jake Ark throws up a three-pointer there for Tabor. Now the Blue Jays out to a 25-22 advantage. Here's Reinwald with the ball to Zach Clemens. Down to Alex there here on the near side. They get it inside to Tobin Reinwald. His little hook shot is up there and in. Reinwald hits his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. But a wild one so far in the first 10 minutes of this contest, 25-24. Hastings is down by a point. Biggs has got the ball down to Thomas. He drives the ball toward the rack. He falls down as he takes it down the lane, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be a turnover on Tabor. And no foul call there as Thomas fell down, taking it down the lane. He has a conversation with the official now. Hastings will send a couple of fresh bodies into the ball game as Zach Lena will come into the contest now for the Broncos. 9:23 to play here in the first half. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered at 604 South Burlington. Reinwald to the basket, has it stripped away, and it is picked up here by Tabor. A turnover in the Broncos. Jednik gets it ahead now to LeBlanc. A big collision and a foul. A charging foul is going to be called on LeBlanc. Chance LeBlanc is hit with a charging foul. Trying to drive the ball to the hole. And that's huge because that's his third personal foul. So LeBlanc is going to have to come out here. Coming into the ball game is going to be big. So a brief appearance by Chance LeBlanc, who picked up a couple of early personal fouls. Now picks up a third one right here. The offensive charging fouls. He's trying to take that ball to the rack for the Blue Jays of Tabor. 25-24. Hastings down by a point, but Hastings with the ball. There's a pass that's going to be deflected away from Reinwald, and another foul is going to be called. Krause trying to find Tobin on the left side of the lane, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Jordan Horstick. Picks up the personal foul. He just checked in there. Jordan Horstick picks up the foul. He's 6'4" and freshman of Richmond, Kansas. Reinwald to the free throw line. He's got a couple of field goals and 4 points so far tonight. Free throw is up there and in. Tobin had only 4 points last night as Hastings beat McPherson College 70-58 here in the Classic. First time these two teams played down in Kansas. Tobin had 12 points against the Blue Jays. And he hits his second free throw. He's now got 6 points here. And Hastings College reclaims the lead here, 26-25 in the first half. Biggs has got the ball out to a Jednik, who brings it down in the corner down to J.T. Nimmett, who holds the ball. Bounce pass goes inside to Jednik again to the free throw line to Gibson, who's back into the ball game. Outside the ring to Horstick. Down to Dwayne Biggs. Here's J.T. Nimmett, top of the key, drives it against Krause. Now loses control of the ball. It's picked up on the wing on the left side. Horstick has got it. We're down to 7 seconds on the shot clock. Biggs drives the ball down to the baseline. His shot is up there. Good. Right at the end of the shot clock, Dwayne Biggs took it down to the baseline and hit a jumper from just inside the ring. 27-26. Hastings down by a point. Broncos on the ball. Brandon Krause out here in three-point territory. Holds it for Hastings. Dribbles once. Sends it to the far side. There has got it. Bounce pass down to Reinwald. Tobin Reinwald against Nimmett as he drives it to the hole. His shot is up there and in. Tobin with a spinning move down there on the right baseline. He scores. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. A seesaw game here, 28-27. Hastings now by a point. Dwayne Biggs with the ball. Pulls up at the elbow. Can't put up a shot. JT Nimitz has got it now outside the ring. Top of the key is Jed Neek. And now we got a foul away from all the action again. It's going to go on. It's going to go on John DeWard of Hastings. That's going to be his second. DeWard picks up his second. Team foul number six on the Broncos. We got 7 minutes and 48 seconds to play. Here in the first half, the Blue Jays are trailing Hastings by a score of 28-27. Coming out will be a Jed Neek. And coming in there now for Tabor College, looks like Justin Malin is into the ball game now for the first time. Tabor throws the ball to the backcourt. It's going to be retrieved here by JT Nimitz. He'll bring things up against the Brandon Krause. Nimitz gets away from Krause. Throws it down in the corner. That's going to be a horse stick with the ball. Out to Jonathan Gibson, the big guy. I hear the top of the key. His pass is going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted by Thayer. He runs her back the other way. Down to Tobin. Out to Thayer. Now in 3 point territory. Top of the key. Krause for three. His shot good. Brandon Krause nails a three ball from the top of the key. That's his first field goal. He had 15 last night. And Hastings now with their biggest lead of the ball game at 31-27. Gibson kicks it far side. Shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good by Horstick. Ball goes out of bounds. That's going to be Tabor ball. Last touch by Hastings. Jake Art coming back into the ball game now for Tabor College. Blue Jays dressed in their white uniforms with their blue trim tonight. Hastings dressed in their crimson uniforms with their white and gray trim. They line the ball in. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Callahan of Hastings. Gets the ball away out of there. Hustles into the forecourt. Left-handed dribble down in the corner to Tobin for three. It's going to be short, no good. And the rebound comes down here to a Malin. Justin Malin with the board now for Tabor. Gives the ball away. Here's a Jake Ark. Hustles into the forecourt. Bounce pass. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. Trying to get it to a Biggs. And the ball is knocked out of bounds there by Thayer of Hastings. So it's going to be Tabor inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 6:52 to play here in the first half. 31-27. Hastings with a four-point lead. Tabor working the ball in the offensive zone. Here's a Dwayne Biggs picked up by Thayer of Hastings down in the corner. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Malin. Offensive rebound, follow shot, no good. Offensive rebound, Gibson, follow shot, good. And that will not please Billy Gavers and the coaching crew here. Three offensive rebounds right there by Tabor College, and they finally get one to go down through the hole. Here's Brandon Krause. He is hit in the lane, throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. But not making a difference. We got a personal foul called on Jake Ark. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 10 on the Blue Jays. Out of the scores table, checking in will be Musel. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Brandon Krause. Krause, a 56% foul shooter on the season. Hastings is a team hitting 71% of their free throw tosses this year. The shot by Krause is up and in. So Musel checks in. Reinwald will come to the bench. 6 minutes and 26 seconds to play in the first half from Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. Last game of the Roadway Inn Classic presented by Hastings College. 32-29, the Broncos have the lead. Next free throw is up there and in by Brandon Krause. And Hastings again with a four-point lead at 33-29. Here's Tabor with the ball. Jake Ark has got it behind a couple of screens. Ark moves it to the top of the key, now reverses it, gets it to Malin here on the wing on the right side, back out to Ark as he drives it against Krause. And now Krause is going to be hit with a personal foul. Brandon Krause gets hit with his first personal foul here for the Broncos. Team foul number 7 on Hastings. Going to the free throw line will be Jake Ark for Tabor College. Bronco basketball here tonight. Brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud the team with Hastings College in presenting Broncos sports for the 2014-2015 season. Jake Ark to the free throw line. He's hit a three-pointer so far for his only score in this ball game. And now he adds a free throw here as he nails his first free throw attempt. 73% of the season for Jake Ark. Last time these two teams played, Ark had 2 points against the Broncos way back in the first part of November. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Ark. He's now got 5 points in the ball game, and Tabor is hanging close here tonight. Hastings College 33, Tabor College 31. Drew Callahan with the ball. He's back into the ball game now for Hastings. That there comes over to Connor Musel. Free throw line extended left side. Bounce pass goes to Lena, down low. Lena backs up, jump pass in the right corner to Callahan. Now to Thayer. They move the ball over here to Krause. Dribble penetration out of Connor Musel down in the corner. Here's a Thayer with the ball. Alex there, top of the key. Krause has got it, 7 seconds. Throws up a shot from three, good. Off-balance shot with a man in his face. Brandon Krause nails the three ball at the end of the shot clock from the top of the key. Hastings out to their biggest lead of the ball game now at 36-31. Here's JT Nimmett with the ball. Cross-court pass to Horstick. He drives it, shoots it, and scores it. Gordon Horstick scoring there as he takes the ball to the rack for Tabor. That's his first field goal. 36-33. Hastings up by 3 points. Broncos on the ball with 5:15 to play here in the first half. Here's Brandon Krause in the lane. Brandon gives it up. Callahan for three. That's off the front iron. No good. Offensive rebound. Lena, he puts it up there and scores. Zach Lena grabs the offensive board and the putback. That's his first field goal of the ball game. 38-33. Hastings College again with a 5-point lead here in the first half. Horstick down on the baseline. Lobs it inside to Thomas. He puts up a shot. Short. No good. Rebound Lena. That time the Broncos draping all over Andrew Thomas inside. Thomas could not connect. Now Hastings has got the rebound. Back the other way. Brandon Krause has got the ball to Drew Callahan. Callahan out to Alex Thayer, who drinks the traffic out there. Calls the play with 4.5 minutes to go. Here in the first half, and the Broncos have a 5-point lead. 38-33. Brandon Krause with it now to Drew Callahan. The counter Musial on the far side of the floor to Brandon for three. Krause puts it up there. His shot no good. Rebound Callahan out to Connor for three. His shot is up there. That one is no good. Rebound is loose. Callahan falls down with it. Now the Broncos call a timeout. They got a jump ball called. Hastings, they didn't get the timeout called in time. And we got a jump ball called. That's going to go in Hastings' favor. Broncos have it on the alternating jump. DeWard comes back in. Reinwald comes back in. Clemens comes back in for the Broncos. And Carson Bloom comes back in. Musial is the only guy to stay out there for Hastings. 38-33. Hastings with a 5-point lead. Here's Musial with the ball out here, 25 feet away from the basket. The Bloom for three. Shot is up there, no good. Tip try, no good. Clemens grabs the rebound. He's going to be fouled on the play. John Jednik is going to be hit with a personal foul there for Tabor. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 10 plus on the Blue Jays. Hastings will have a couple of free throw opportunities right here from Zach Clemens. Hastings College women won the first ball game here tonight as they broke their four-game losing streak as they beat Sterling College 88-74 in the opener tonight. Stop on the free throw line by Zach Clemens is going to be no good. He'll get one more. Broncos have a 5-point lead here in the first half. A good basketball game tonight. Tabor College and Hastings, it is 38-33. Next shot is up there. It is good by Clemens. Clemens had 14 points the last time these two teams played. Now it's Tabor. 39-33. This is the biggest lead of the ball game now for Hastings College at the 4-minute mark. Tabor nearly throws the ball into the scorer's table, but it's retrieved here by Jake Ark, who dribbles between his legs and comes out to a horse stick on the high post to get it to Jednik. He sends it down in the right corner to JT Nimmett. He drives it, stops, and throws up a shot from 15. No good. Rebound comes down to Carson Bloom. Bloom has got it here, the former Minden Whippin in backcourt as he sends it across the 10-second line. That's going to be Reinwald with the ball, now to Bloom. Over here to Connor Musial. Holds it high above his head. Connor looking. Dribbles once. Comes out to Bloom. They run the offense here on the right sideline. That's going to be Zach Clemens to John DeWard inside the free throw circle. Out to Reinwald on the wing. Looking to penetrate. Can't do it. The ball knocked loose. It's picked up by Connor Musial. Now with 8 seconds to the shot clock. Musial moves it on to the left side. On the dribble. The shot is up there and in. Another three-pointer. Connor Musial now with 10 points in the basketball game for Hastings College here in the first half, and that's a season high for him. He put up 9 points against Mount Marty and Northwestern, but he comes up with 10 points here in the first half. Hastings now with a 42-33 advantage over Tabor College here in this one. Tabor working with the ball, the Blue Jays on their offensive end. They lob it inside to Thomas, kicks it out here. That's going to be Jake Ark with the ball. Now to Thomas at the free throw line, drives it against DeWard, goes for the hole and scores. Andrew Thomas scoring there against the John DeWard. 13 points in the ball game for Andrew Thomas. 42-35. Hastings now with a 7-point advantage. Broncos have the ball back in their offensive zone. Don DeWard at the top of the key. Don goes over to Carson for three. Shot is up there is good. Carson Bloom nails his second 3-pointer of the ball game. He's got 8 points now. And Hastings College has opened up a 10-point lead. 45-35 with 2:13 to play. Here comes Tabor back to their offensive end. Entry pass deflected away, but a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Zach Clemens. That's going to be his first. The first foul on Clemens and going to the free throw line will be John Jednik. Jed Neek is 20 out of 22 from the free throw line this season for 90%. He will toe the mark here. This will be a 1-1 situation. Hastings with 8 team fouls here in the first half. So John Jed Neek will have an opportunity right here for Tabor College. A slice into the lead. The shot is up there. It is good. So John Jed Neek will have one more here. He's a 6'6" junior out of Princeton, Minnesota. It's now a 45-36 ball game in favor of Hastings. Next shot is up there. It is good by John Jed Neek. First 2 points in the ball game. Hastings will come back now as we approach the 2-minute mark here in this first half. Here's Connor Musel. He's had a good first opening 20 minutes here. 10 points on the board for the Broncos. He gives it up now to Clemens as he takes the ball on the rack. A shot no good. Thomas high in the air for the rebound. Andrew Thomas has got it now for Tabor. Gets it away to JT Nemeth as he hustles into the forecourt. There's a long pass inside. Now we got a foul call as they're trying to get the ball to Jed Neek. A foul is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Clemens. Zach Clemens picks up the personal foul for Hastings. End of the ball game now for Tabor is going to be Dwayne Biggs. JT Nimitz will come to the bench. Clemens is going to come out now for the Broncos, and coming in is going to be Zach Lena. Also coming in for Tabor, we've got Jalen Sims that come in there, and Horstick will check out. So going to the free throw line will be John Jednik. A couple of free throws just a few seconds ago. 45-37 the score. Hastings in the lead. And it's out from the free throw line. Is up and in. He's now 3-for-3 from the stripe here tonight. John Jed Neek will have one more here. 1:42 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top. Next shot is up there by Jed Neek. It is good. 45-39. The Broncos have the lead here in the last game of the Roadway Inn Classic presented by Hastings College this weekend. There's a Jake Hansen with the ball. Hansen in the ball game for the first time down for Hastings. Connor Musel on the left side of the floor. Musel comes out to Zach Lena beyond the three-point arc. Now to Connor Musel again. He gets away. Dribbles to the elbow. Left side of the lane. Down low to Lena. Spins toward the baseline. Now dishes off to DeWard. His shot up with Thomas is no good. Tip trying no good. Down for the rebound. A long rebound. It goes to the far side. Diving for it is Sims. It's still loose. And now it's picked up by Jednik. Tabor has got the ball. Jednik gets it into the hands of Dwayne Biggs into the offensive zone. 45-39. It's a six-point lead for Hastings College with a minute to play here in the first half. Here's Sims with the ball. Sims comes over to Ark. Ark dribbling with it here on the right wing. Double team comes back out. Top of the key to Jed Neek. He throws up a three over Lena. Good. John Jed Neek scoring there. That's his first field goal. He's now got 7 points in the ball game. Now Billy wants to call a timeout. With just 43 seconds to play in the first half, we've got a timeout. The score, Hastings College 45 and Tabor College 42.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com. 1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball here tonight, 43 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings holding on to a three-point advantage. Broncos are led by as many as 10 so far here in this first half. There's a long play inside. Lena grabs the ball, or rather, Reinwald grabs it, a shot, no good. Now Zach's got it on the offensive rebound. Comes out to Carson Bloom with 30 seconds to play. Carson out here goes to the far side to Connor Musel. He holds the ball. 23 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings go for the final shot right here with a three-point lead, 45-42. Connor Musel now with 15 seconds. Right in his face is Jake Ark. Musel comes back and hands the ball away to Carson Bloom. Now with 8 seconds, Carson Bloom with the ball. He dribbles it down the left side of the lane. Carson down on the baseline looking. Bounce pass goes inside to Lena. Lena pounds his way to the goal. His shot's going to be blocked down by Thomas, but we got a foul called right at the end. The foul is going to go here on Jed Neek. John Jed Neek is going to be hit with a personal foul as the horn sounds here in the first half. And that's going to send Zach Lena to the free throw line. Tabor coaching staff doesn't agree with that one, as you might expect. And now Zach Lena, he's 73% foul shooter of the season, will go to the free throw line here. Lena's shot is up, it is good. He'll get another one. So there's no time left on the clock. As Zach Lena throws down one free throw, that gives Hastings a four-point advantage at 46-42. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Zach Lena hits two free throws, and that's the way the first half ends here tonight. But Hastings College out on top of Tabor. So a personal foul called right at the buzzer there to end the first half, and Zach Lena connects on two free throws. That gives Hastings a five-point advantage at halftime. It's Hastings 47, Tabor 42. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants to know if you'd be interested in an insurance plan that provides all these benefits: tax-deferred accumulation, tax-free income, affordability and flexibility, an income tax-free benefit to your family if you die along with a guaranteed income, and continued protection with easy access to your funds should you become disabled. See Insurance Plus Financial Services for a tailor-made life insurance plan that fits your family's needs in Fairfield, Sutton, and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Lynn Fairley Arena, the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College is out on top of Tabor College here in halftime. The score is 47-42. The halftime show tonight brought to you by Valentino's. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryouts. Walk in, drive up, take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings are located at 604 South Burlington. So Hastings College and Tabor College going at it here in the final game of the Roadway Inn Classic presented by Hastings College here this weekend. Tabor jumped out to a 4-0 lead in the ball game. Hastings coming back to grab a 5-4 advantage, and they scored five straight points. Tabor again reclaimed the lead and got out to as much as a 6-point advantage at 13-7. The Broncos came back to reclaim the lead at 19-18. We had a seesaw battle for several minutes in there. Broncos finally opened up a 45-35 lead. Then Tabor comes back, and they've sliced into this lead by halftime. It's now Hastings 47 and Tabor 42. Scoring for the Broncos in the first half of play, Connor Musial. He has got 10 points so far in the ball game. Musial has knocked down a couple of three-pointers. He's leading the Chargers. He's got 10 points off of the bench tonight for Hastings. Tobin Reinwald, he has got 8 points on three field goals, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Brandon Krause has knocked down 2 3-pointers, and he's 2 for 2 from the line. He's got 8 points. Other scores for Hastings. We see that Zach Lena has got 4 points in the ball game on a field goal. He's 2 for 2 from the line. 3 points for Alex Thayer on a tray. John DeWard has got a field goal for 2 points, and Zach Clemens, he is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. The Broncos with 47 points on the board here at halftime. For the Tabor Blue Jays, they're being led so far by Andrew Thomas. Andrew Thomas has been a load for Hastings to handle tonight. 12 points in the ball game on 6 field goals. Thomas has also got 13 rebounds in the ball game. Actually, 13 points in the ball game for Thomas. He's added a free throw. So Andrew's got 6 field goals, and he's 1 out of 1 from the line for 13 points. The other scorers, Dwayne Biggs, he's got 3 field goals, but he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's got 8. John Jednik, he has got a 3-pointer, and he's 4 out of 4 from the line for 7. Jake Ark, he has hit a 3-pointer, and he's 2 out of 2 from the line for 5 points. Jonathan Gibson, he's got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Jordan Horstick has got a field goal and 2 for Tabor College. So we're sitting at halftime, 47-42. Hastings College has got the lead here in men's college basketball. Checking the shooting numbers, Tabor is shooting the ball extremely well here in the first half. They're 15 out of 25 from the field, 60% for Tabor. Hastings 15 out of 31 for 48%. Tabor is connected on 3 out of 7 from beyond the arc. They've hit at a clip of 42%. Hastings in the first half, 8 out of 16. They're at 50%. The free throws, both teams shooting well. Tabor has hit all 9 of their free throws, and Hastings is currently 9 out of 10 from the line for 90%. The rebounds, Tabor has got 13, Hastings with 12. The Blue Jays with 4 offensive rebounds and 9 on defense. Hastings College has got 7 offensive rebounds and 5 on defense. 10 turnovers in the ball game for Tabor so far. Hastings has turned the ball over a total of 5 times. Tabor with no block shots and 3 steals. Hastings with no block shots, and they've got 4 steals. Again, our score at halftime, Hastings College with a lead here over Tabor College by a score of 47-42. Got a lot of the other teams playing some classics throughout the area. The scores that we have in so far, women's play tonight. It was Doan losing to Friends University here in the Hastings College Roadway Inn Classic. The score, Friends 74. So Doan 60, Friends going 2-0 here in the Hastings College tournament this weekend. Dakota Wesleyan has knocked off Southwest Minnesota today, 69-51. Hastings picking up a win over Sterling, 88-74. In men's basketball today, here at the Hastings College tournament, it was Doan over McPherson College out of Kansas. Doan going 2-0 in the tournament this weekend. The Tigers over McPherson, 67-50. And Midland, the nation's number 2 ranked team, they knocked off Mount Mercy this afternoon by a score of 76-65. One other game we might pass along to you in NAIA football action from the National Championship Series. Morningside, they're still alive as the Mustangs beat Missouri Valley today by a score of 56-28. Again, at halftime here, Hastings College is out on top of the Tabor Blue Jays, a score 47-42. Science Center Vonick is standing by. He's got Hastings College spotlight coming up next. Then we've got the second half straight ahead. Again, Hastings out on top of Tabor, 47-42 at halftime. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Gary Michaels Clothiers is combining Black Friday and Small Business Saturday into one. Shop for yourself or those on your holiday list and take 20% off the entire store, excluding Brighton. 20% off all suits, sports coats, leather jackets, and wool top coats. All sportswear by Tommy Bahama, St. Croix, Cutter & Buck, and all dress pants, dress shirts, and neckties, and ladies' fashions. Shop this Friday and Saturday and take 20% off at Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings and Kearney, open late on Thursdays and now open Sundays 1 to 4.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronick for Hastings College Spotlight.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
And welcome inside the KHS Radio Sports Studios as we are at halftime here of our Hastings College basketball broadcast. Joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight, well, we head out to a team that's soon going to be headed out to Orange Beach, Alabama. The Hastings College women's soccer team advancing with a 1-0 win over Olivia Nazarene in the first round of the NAIA soccer tournament. And Chris Clements is joining us now on the show. Coach, first of all, congratulations on the win. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it was a great victory, and excited to be on the show.
Hey, Coach, let's maybe just talk a little bit about this Hastings College women's soccer team. Boy, it seems like just a couple days ago we had you on for the Pepsi tailgate party. Now we're already into the NAIA national tournament, but obviously very exciting time within the women's soccer program right now.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you're playing and scheduled to play a match on December 1st, you're excited. It's kind of what we always tell the recruits, hey, we want to play into December. And obviously having that opportunity to do that is very important for the team and for the program.
Let's just take a look back here at this first round matchup for Hastings College women's soccer team. Olivia Nazarene, of course, we've seen them a couple times, of course, kind of a powerhouse in soccer, if you will. A lot of international flavor there. But just talk a little bit about, you know, how who really stepped up on your Lady Broncos team and propelled you to this victory?
You know, really, honestly, you know, I know it's probably a cliche, but I'd say it was a huge team step up. Mm-hmm. We had players all across the board really step up and play very well. You know, as a lot of people probably know, we've had some injuries over the last couple of weeks. And so really having some new players kind of step in. Sarah Goodman, sophomore, a redshirt sophomore from a redshirt freshman from Colorado, kind of came off the bench for us. Hadn't played very many minutes this year. Ended up starting because of an injury to Captain Kelly Boland. Played very, very well. Another freshman moved Sarah Tony into the black back line because of an injury to Haley Wright. And she kind of stepped up really big for us. Michaela Vadaboncura from Colorado has played very well all season, but really hadn't had any assists, hadn't had any goals, and obviously chose a great game to get an assist to Taylor Geis, who's our leading goal scorer, offensive player of the year, put away the goal. So really an overall team effort, but, you know, obviously kind of singling out those two for just having to, you know, really step up as young players, and, you know, and Sarah and Tony. And then obviously Vada and Geis getting the assist and the goal is obviously big time for us. So, but it was a great team effort.
You mentioned a little bit about Taylor receiving some of those honors from the Great Plains Athletic Conference Player of the Year. You yourself receiving some honors as the Coach of the Year. Just sort of talk a little bit about the season Taylor's had as only a sophomore.
Yeah, you know, Taylor's obviously new. She transferred in here for this. This is her first year here, even though she's a sophomore. She came from Abilene University in Kansas City. And she, you know, kind of got a little bit of a slow start. You know, hadn't scored the goals in the first couple of games that she's probably used to scoring. And I think that was, you know, maybe looking back now, maybe it was good for her. She really had to focus. She really had to get back to the basics, making sure she was doing the little things right. And then really took off, scored 12 goals for us in conference play, scored one in the conference tournament series, and then scored one in the opening round. So I think she's sitting at 19 goals right now for the year. So that's obviously a great setup for her. Leading goal scorer in the conference, like I said, leading point totals in the conference. So I walked away with that most valuable player, offensive most valuable player, which was a great award for her as a sophomore.
Well, there's 11 players on a soccer pitch, Coach, and nine of them, or maybe eight of them, were named either to a first team All Great Plains Athletic Conference or second team All Great Plains Athletic Conference. Obviously, this is just something, as far as the national tournament is concerned, this is something you had your sights set on with this team.
Yeah, when we chatted in the spring when I came in, we talked about what our goals were going to be when we met as a team during preseason. This fall, which seems like a long time ago, August right now. But when we met, we kind of said our goal was to win the regular season or win the conference tournament and then make the national tournament. And obviously, you know, having achieved that goal when we went to Olivet, we were excited, we were happy. But you know, one thing about this team is it seems like we're never really satisfied. So we kind of went there with the attitude of this is great, but let's get to Orange Beach. You know, it's a little bit more motivation. It's 70 degrees in Orange Beach. We just got done with training, and, you know, it's not 70 degrees here in Hastings, Nebraska right now. So obviously that's an added bonus for the girls.
Once again, the Hastings College women's soccer team heading to Orange Beach, Alabama in December, on December 1st, for their round of 16 matchup against the overall number one Embry-Riddle. What do you know about this school in Florida?
We watched some film on them. You know, they're a good team. Very international. Pretty much the whole roster is from Sweden, Norway, or somewhere else. You know, they score a lot of goals. They haven't given up a lot of goals this year. But you know, we're taking it. I've found a couple of weaknesses, we hope. And obviously we hope we just show up and play well and kind of just, you know, show how good Hastings College women's soccer really is on the national level. So, you know, I think it's going to be a tough game, but one that we're excited to go play and play in a game where, you know, really we have nothing to lose being, you know, the 17th seeded team, you know, playing the number one seeded team. Obviously, you know, you're kind of the underdogs. And, you know, as everybody knows, that's, you know, sometimes a good position to be in. It's a different position for us here at Hastings. Normally we're not the underdogs, but we kind of are. So we're going to embrace that and kind of go with it.
He's Chris Clements, the head coach of the Hastings College women's soccer team. Again, heading to Orange Beach, Alabama on December 1st to take on Embry-Riddle in the round of 16 for the NAIA National Soccer Championships. Coach, again, congratulations on the victory over Olivia at Nazarene. We wish you the best of luck moving forward, and can't wait to talk with you when you get back home.
Sounds good. So much. Appreciate it.
It's Hastings College basketball here on 1230 KHS. Second half action is coming right up.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
As we come back, there's a shot in the lane. It's up and in by Dwayne Biggs to get this second half underway. So it's now a 47-44 ball game. Hastings has got the lead. We're into the second half now here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Biggs hitting the first free throw, or the first field goal of the second half to cut the Hastings College five-point halftime lead down to three at 47-44. Zach Linder with the ball down for the Broncos. Gets it to DeWard down in the corner. Ryan Wald drives it toward the goal. Throws it down in the opposite corner. Alex Thayer for three. His shot good. Thayer throws up a three-pointer from the deep left corner as Ryan Wald drove it toward the goal from the right corner. Alex Thayer has now got 6 points in the ballgame. Hastings out to a six-point lead, 50-44. Broncos have led by as many as 10 points in this ballgame. Faber did a good job getting back into it late in the first half. Here's Biggs driving the baseline, tries to dish off to Thomas, and the ball is lost out of bounds off of the fingertips of Thomas. It's going to be a turnover on Tabor. That's going to be their 11th turnover of the ball game. Hastings has got five. Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings at 604 South Burlington. Valentino's get it delivered. Hastings in the second half here. They've got a six-point lead, 50-44. There's a whistle, and we got a foul away from all the action again. It's going to go on Andrew Thomas. Thomas picks up his second personal foul. Where's number zero on that white and red and gray uniform here tonight for Tabor College out of Hillsboro, Kansas? As the Broncos will play things in underneath their own basket, Ryan Waldo's got it, takes it to the elbow. There's a pass over to Krause. His shot from three is going to be no good. Long rebound. It's going to be Chance LeBlanc, who comes into the fourth quarter. He's knocked down by DeWard, and John's going to pick up a personal foul. John DeWard picks up his third personal foul down for the Broncos. That's going to be team foul number one on Hastings here in the second half. And Chance LeBlanc, who picked up three fouls himself in the first half, will play things in now for the Blue Jays. Out to Dwayne Biggs, trying to drive it. The ball knocked loose. Biggs picks her back up. Here's Andrew Thomas with the ball over on the right side. That's going to be Brooks with the ball to Biggs. Now here's a pass that's going to be intercepted. Another turnover on the Tabor College. Brandon Krause driving. Contact made. No foul called. He dishes off, and now a foul is going to be called. They got to Zach Lena. And Lena's foul into play here by Jonathan Gibson of Tabor. That's going to be his second foul. Team foul number two on the Blue Jays in the second half. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Lena. He's got 4 points in the basketball game. He's had a couple of free throws and a field goal here in this one. His shot is up there, rattles out of there, no good. That's only the second miss from the free throw line by Hastings in this ballgame. They're now 9 out of 11. Tabor hit all 9 of their free throw opportunities in the first half. Next shot is up there by Lena. That one is going to be short, no good, and the rebound comes down to Thomas. Nearly stepped out of bounds. Andrew Thomas got it into the hands now of Chance LeBlanc. And here come the Blue Jays. LeBlanc works against Krause. Nice move as he takes it to the basket. His shot, no good. Tip try, no good. Long rebound comes out to Brooks. His shot for three, good. Malik Brooks hitting a three ball there as he picks it up in three-point territory and cans a long jumper. Here's John DeWard at the other end. His shot's going to be no good on the baseline, but he's going to be fouled in the play. So the score is now 50-47. Hastings College is out on top by 3 points. Last personal foul on Gibson. That's going to be his third. Going to the free throw line down for Hastings is going to be John DeWard. He's got a couple of points in the ball game so far and a field goal. DeWard is 73% foul shooter in the season. He scored 10 points last night in that ball game of McPherson. He hits his first free throw of the night here. And Hastings down with a four-point lead at 51-47. Hastings looking for their second win in a row here at the Roadway Inn Classic presented by Hastings College this weekend. Next shot is up there by John. It's going to be good. A win here would move the record for Hastings to 6-5 on the season as we get back to the conference scene next Saturday up in Sioux City. There's Chance LeBlanc. He drives the ball down the lane. His scoop shot is up there. It's no good. And there's going to be a foul in the play. The foul is going to go on DeWard. That's going to be his fourth. John DeWard just picks up his fourth personal foul. Callahan is quickly off of the bench. He's down at the scorer's table. He will check in. Going in to the free throw line is going to be Chance LeBlanc. LeBlanc, he had 12 points the last time these two teams played earlier this season when Hastings beat this team 71-60. That's the first point of the ball game now for LeBlanc as he hits his first free throw of the ball game here. DeWard comes out. Callahan comes in now. 52-48. Hastings with a four-point lead. Next shot by LeBlanc is no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Zach Lina gets it to the third. Now to Callahan. Shot good. Nice pass by Callahan. Rather nice pass to Callahan. Drew has now got 5 points in the ballgame. 54-48. Hastings with a six-point lead. There's a shot from the top of the key. No good by Jednik. Offensive rebound. Thomas shot no good. Rebound Thomas. Foul called. Thomas got the first rebound cleanly. That's on the second one. He went over the back of Zach Lina and picks up his third personal foul. 54-48. Hastings with a six-point lead. Again, the Broncos led by as many as 10 in the first half at 45-35. It's now a six-point advantage as the Broncos come back in their offensive zone here. There's a bounce pass from Brandon Krause. Down on the baseline, it's going to be a foul called here. On Tabor, it's going to go on Chance LeBlanc. That's going to be his fourth personal foul. So LeBlanc will come to the bench, and coming back in is going to be Jake Ark. 16:41 to play in the ballgame. Hastings out on top of Tabor by a score of 54-48. They're trying to get it to Callahan, and he loses the ball back out of bounds. They're trying to get it to Callahan right underneath the basket there, and he lost it out of bounds. So a turnover on Hastings, and it's going to be Tabor coming back the other direction. Trailing by 6 points here in the ballgame. Here's a Dwayne Biggs with the ball. Biggs in the center of the floor. Gets Alex there. Biggs dribbling with it. Sends it down in the corner. Down there is a Jake Ark with it now. To the wing to Jednik. Goes to the far side. A long three by Brooks. It's going to be no good. And a foul is called in the rebound. It's going to go on Jednik. Jednik is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his third foul. So Tabor now getting into some foul trouble here in the second half. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be team foul number six already in the Blue Jays. We played only 3.5 minutes of half number two. 54-48. Hastings has got the lead. Brandon Krause with the ball for Hastings. Sends it inside to Ryan Wall. Another foul is going to be called. I think this is going to go on Thomas. That's going to be the case. Andrew Thomas gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his fourth. Now Thomas with four. Chance LeBlanc with four. Jednik has got three. Also, Jonathan Gibson, their other big man, has got three fouls. Here comes Gibson into the ball game now as Andrew Thomas will go to the bench. Here's Zach Lina to the free throw line now for Hastings. He's got 4 points in the ball game, 2 out of 4 from the stripe. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. So now Tabor has got some big men in foul trouble here in this basketball game. There's still 16 minutes and 14 seconds to play. Next shot by Lina is up there. It's good. So Zach hits a couple of free throws. That gives Hastings an 8-point advantage now at 56-48. Here comes Dwayne Biggs. He comes up the floor down the right sideline. Now behind his screen. Sheds Alex there. There's a pass that will be intercepted. Trying to get it to Jednik. And the ball is intercepted. Another turnover on Tabor. Hastings comes back. Alex there with the ball. There. Moves it to Krause. He mishandles the ball. It's picked up by Callahan. Now to Ryan Wald, back to Callahan. His driving layup is going to be no good. The ball is lost out of bounds. It's going to be Tabor ball. The idea was right. The finished product was not right as Hastings can't connect. There's going to check out. Coming back in for the Broncos is going to be Carson Bloom. 56-48. Hastings with an 8-point lead here. Here's a Biggs with the ball. Now to Jednik out here in 3-point territory. Picked up by Zach Leonard of Hastings. On the far sideline is Ark. His pass is deflected back out of bounds. And another two to the whistle here. And a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Lena. Zach picks up his first personal. That's going to be team foul number three in the Broncos. So we've seen 10 total fouls called here in the first 4.5 minutes of the second half. Hastings still holding on to a 56-48 advantage over Tabor. Biggs down the lane is running one-hander. Is way off the mark, but another foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Hastings. It's going to go on Bloom. That's going to be his third. So Carson Bloom now with three fouls. And going to the free throw line will be Dwayne Biggs for Tabor. Biggs has got 10 points in the ball game. He is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. As Biggs throws it up there, the shot hits the front iron, hits the back iron, and down through the hole. Dwayne Biggs will have one more here for Tabor College. He's a 6-foot senior out of Olive Branch, Mississippi. Dwayne Biggs will have one more free throw. The lead is now 7 for Hastings. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Tabor has hit the half a century mark now. It's 56-50. Hastings holding on to the lead. The Broncos looking to improve to 6-5 with a victory here tonight. It'll be a tough battle with Tabor College, a preseason number 20 ranked team in NAIA Division II ranks. Lena goes back door to Krause and he lays it in. Nice pass by Lena. He gets the assist. Brandon Krause gets the field goal. He's now got 10 points in the ballgame. 58-50. Hastings back out to an 8-point lead. Here's Dwayne Biggs with the ball. He gets away. Now Tabor wants to call a timeout. The Blue Jays want to talk things over now with 15:02 to play. Here in the second half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 48 and Tabor. Rather, Hastings 58 and Tabor 50.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College will now play a midweek game this week. Their next action is going to be a week from tonight, or actually a week from this afternoon. Hastings will be on the road playing in Sioux City against Briarcliff. 2 and 4 o'clock will be game times next Saturday. On the air with a Pepsi pregame show at 1:45 next Saturday. From Sioux City, Hastings and Briarcliff on 1230 KHAS. This is the opening week of the high school basketball season this week. So we'll have games on Thursday and Friday night for the high school ranks. We'll move on to Sioux City on Saturday. So high school basketball, college basketball, winter sports season begins in earnest this week. And we'll have all the action all the way to the postseason tournaments here on 1230 KHAS. 58-50 is the score. Hastings holding on to an 8-point lead here in the final game of the Hastings College Classic. The Roadway Inn Classic presented by Hastings College this weekend. Jake Ark with the ball now for Tabor College following their timeout. He drives the ball against Krause, gives it out to a Jednik. Now back out here into three-point territory to Biggs. He resets the offense. Dwayne Biggs starts off left, now right behind the screen. Down the lane he goes. His shot good. Took it all the way to the hole and scores. Dwayne Biggs scored 12 points against Hastings the last time. He's got 14 here in this one. And Tabor hanging around. It's 58-52. Hastings with a 6-point lead. Zach Lena has got the ball. Lena jump pass out on top. Musel's into the ball game now. He's got it. Down in the corner to Carson Bloom. Puts it on the floor. Carson open for three. Takes the shot. Good. Carson Bloom nails a three-pointer. He's now got 3 threes in the ball game. He's got 11 points. And the Broncos back out to a 9-point lead. It is 61-52. We're down to 14 minutes to play here in this one. Dwayne Biggs with the ball, works left to right across the top of the key, drives it down the lane, contact made, foul called. And the foul is going to go on Bloom of Hastings. That's going to be his fourth. So Carson Bloom picks up his fourth foul. He's going to check out now. Here comes Alex Thayer into the ball game for Hastings. Krause is also going to come in. Zach Lena will come to the bench. 14:01 remaining here in the ball game. Hastings out on top, 61-52. They play things in to a Jonathan Gibson. Gibson comes across the top to a Brooks. Brings it back to Biggs. Biggs picked up by Thayer. Moves it down on the baseline to Jednik. He drives it. Now gives it up out on top to Brooks for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound to Zach Clemens. Zach dribbles up the other way for Hastings. gives it away, and 3 points there. It's away to Brandon Krause. Krause looking, bounce pass goes to the free throw line, docked away from Connor Musel, and is picked up here by Ark as he runs her back the other way and scores. Jake Ark scoring there as he took the ball away from Connor Musel at the other end. The Broncos on the turnover. Here's a Musel. The shot's going to be blocked down by Gibson. The ball is loose. The scramble is on. Three players hit the deck, and it's going to be Tabor's ball as they pick it up here on the near sideline. Brooks has got it into the forecourt. Back-to-back turnovers here on consecutive possessions now for the Broncos. Dwayne Biggs has got the ball. Moves it to the wing on the left side. Now behind a screen from Gibson. Musel fights through the screen. Now Gibson has got the ball at the elbow. Throws up a shot. No good. Rebound Musel. Connor has got the ball for the Broncos down the near sideline. Alex Thayer has got it. Alex on the dribble for Hastings. We're down to 13 minutes to go here in the ballgame. Hastings still out on top by 7 points. Here's Alex Thayer at the free throw line. The Connor Musel now driving the baseline as Clemens puts it up there. His shot is going to be no good. He goes up against Gibson and can't connect. And the rebound comes down to Tabor back the other way. Biggs all the way. His shot is up there. No good, but he's fouling the play. And Biggs will go to the free throw line. He was fouling the play there by Callahan of Hastings. That's the second personal foul on Callahan. John DeWard's got 4 fouls. Carson Bloom has got 4 for Hastings. We mentioned the foul trouble for Tabor here in the ballgame. 61-54 is the score. Hastings now leading by 7 points as Dwayne Biggs will go to the free throw line. He's 4 out of 4 so far tonight. He'll have a couple of shots here. Biggs looks up there. This shot is too strong that time. No good. Head of the ballgame, Reinwald going out will be Krause. 12:37 to play in the ballgame. Hastings leading Tabor by a score of 61-54. Dwayne Biggs will have one more free throw toss here as he looks up there. His shot is going to be good. So he's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Coming into the ballgame now will be JT Nimmett as he comes in. Going out will be Biggs for a quick breather. JT Nimmett into the ballgame now for Tabor. Hastings with the ball. They're out on top by 6, 61-55 with 12.5 to play. There's Zach Clemens with the ball. Clemens comes out to Callahan, holds the ball, comes to Tobin Reinwald. Tobin dribbling with the ball to his right, reverses it, gets it to Thayer, out of Musel, back to Thayer. They're looking right, dribbling out here in 3-point territory. Connor Musel on the far sideline. Cross-court pass comes over here to Reinwald as they work with it. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Alex Thayer looking. He shakes himself loose, throws up a 3. It's an air ball. Callahan tries to save it. He does. Musel grabs it at the 10-second line, puts up a shot. It's off of the back iron. No good. Hastings again grabs the rebound. Now Connor from the top of the key is shot for 3. That one is no good. Rebound is loose, and it's finally picked up by Ark. Hastings with 3 chances of the basket there, and they couldn't convert. Ark gets the ball now to JT Nimmett. Broncos have a 6-point lead here. It's 61-55. JT Nimmett driving with the ball behind his screen. Around to Jednik, throws it down in the corner to Jake Art. Out on top now to Jednik. Rainbow pass down in the right corner to JT Nimmett. Down to Brooks as he drives the ball. Contact made it. Another foul is going to be called. Foul here will go on Hastings. He's going to go on Musel. It's going to be his first. Connor Musel picks up the personal foul. And now I think Hastings wants a timeout. That's going to be the case. Hastings wants to burn a timeout here. 11 minutes and 30 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 61, Tabor 55.
Is your equipment too big to go into your shed? You don't have to leave your valuable machinery outside all the time. So now's the time to give Square Deal Lumber and Hardware a call. Let Gene or Colby help you design a shed, shop, or garage. Check them out on the web at buysquaredeal.com or call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware at 402-756-5881 to request a free quote. Know the difference. Compare the Astro advantages before you buy any building. BuySquareDeal.com. Check them out today.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Tabor had a 4-0 lead in the ball game. Hastings came back to grab a 5-4 advantage early in the first half. Broncos got out to a lead at halftime of 47-42. And Hastings right now leading by 6 points at 61-55 with 11.5 minutes to play in the contest. Malik Brooks will go to the free throw line here for Tabor. He's had a three-pointer so far in the ball game for 3 points for his only score in this contest. So Malik Brooks will go to the free throw line for Tabor. 5'11" junior out of Cibolo, Texas. I'm making some scoreboard corrections on the scoreboard here. It's still 61-55. Malik Brooks, 1-1. So that's going to be Brooks to the free throw line for a 1-1 situation here. Brooks will put it up there, and the shot is going to be good. Blake Brooks will have one more here for Tabor. So now it's 61-56. Hastings holding on to a 5-point advantage here in this one. Last day of this Roadway in Classic this weekend. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Hastings with a rebound. Drew Callahan gets the rebound for the Broncos, and Hastings down with the ball with a 5-point lead. Reinwald back into the ball game. Reinwald brings it up. Now to Thayer. His pass deflected. Thayer grabs it back for Hastings. Gets it out to Clemens. He drives it down the lane from the top of the key. His shot is going to be no good. And the ball tapped down. It's picked up here by J.T. Nimmett. So Tabor has the basketball trailing by 5 points. It's 61-56. J.T. Nimmett with the ball here on the near side. Gets away from Thayer. J.T. behind his screen. A double screen here at the top of the key. Now J.T. takes it down the left side of the lane. His shot good. J.T. Nimmett scoring there. Had a double screen set up right at the top of the key. And Nimmett uses that to get to the basket and scores. 61-58. Tabor is back to within 3 points. Hastings with the ball with 10:44 to play. Here in the contest, there's Thayer taking the ball to the basket and scores it. Alex Thayer now with 8 points in the ball game. That gives Hastings a 5-point advantage again at 63-58. Here's J.T. Nimmett with the ball, getting away from Thayer. Dribbles to the left side. J.T. stops. Bounce pass goes here to a Jednik, who kicks it out to Brooks for three. Shot is off of the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound. It's retrieved here by a Malin for Tabor. Goes inside to Jednik. He spins. His shot blocked down by Callahan, and the ball is recovered here by Hastings. Callahan gets a block there for Hastings College. That is his 12th block of the 2014-2015 season. Hastings back with the ball. Here's a Thayer. Wings it over in the left wing. That's going to be Reinwald, who gets it inside to Callahan. And leading in on Callahan was a Jednik. John Jednik has just picked up his fourth personal foul now for Tabor. Coming into the ball game for Hastings is going to be Brandon Krause. Also coming in will be Zach Lina. Connor Musel is going to check out of the ball game. Also, Zach Clemens coming out of the contest. 63-58 is the score. Hastings is up by 5 points. Drew Callahan with the basketball. Callahan with 5 points in the ball game. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. This is the front end of the 1-1. And rebound comes down to Tabor. Tabor has got the ball trailing by 5 points. Here's J.T. Nimmett with the ball. Throws up a three from the top of the key. It's off of the mark. No good. High in the air for the rebound. It's going to be Zach Lina. Lina gets the rebound down to Thayer. Long pass down the floor to Callahan. He bobbles it. Keeps it under control. Gets it back out here to Reinwald. Comes across the top. Now to Krause. He drives the ball to the rack. It's knocked out of his hands by Nimmett. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Callahan was like a wide receiver. He got too far underneath the basket there as he pulls it in, but then had nowhere to go. He couldn't go up for the shot. Hastings finally going one to the basket, and now it's going to be the Broncos inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own hoop. As Thayer goes to Krause in a deep right corner, fakes the three, drives into the rack, and a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Nimmett. That's going to be his second foul. So J.T. Nimmett gets in with a personal foul. Now going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Brandon Krause. He's got 10 points in the ball game. Krause with a couple of threes. He's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Krause's free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. He misses one. Hastings shot the ball extremely well from the stripe in the first half at 9-for-10, but they missed a few down the stretch here. 9:25 to play in the ball game. Hastings 63, Tabor 58. J.T. Nimmett with the ball. J.T. Nimmett picked up here by Krause behind his screen. J.T. Nimmett dribbles to the near side. Krause still right in his face defensively. Nimmett dribbling with the ball. He splits a couple of defenders, lobs it over here to Malik Brooks. Brooks picked up right there. Brooks will throw up a shot from 17. It's good. Malik Brooks scoring there. That's his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 6 points. Tabor back to within 3 points again. It's 63-60. This is as close as they have been for a while. Here's Callahan. He goes inside to Krause. He spins, loses control of the ball, goes out of bounds. A turnover, Hastings. Krause loses the ball. It's going to be turnover number 7 on Hastings. as Brandon Krause loses the ball out of bounds. He posted up on the right side of the lane. He got him the ball, and he just bobbles it, and it goes out of bounds. And now we got a timeout here for Tabor. Tabor wants to call a timeout. They're within striking distance, 8 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 63, Tabor 60.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hastings out on top of the Tabor Blue Jays by a score of 63-60. Tabor has got the ball following the Hastings College timeout. Here's Dwayne Biggs. He comes into the forecourt now against the Krause. Dwayne Biggs dribbles to the wing on the right side, top of the key. That's a Malin with the ball. They send it inside to Gibson, who's back into the ball game, and immediately a personal foul is called here on Drew Callahan. Callahan picks up his third. Team foul number 8 on the Broncos. Going to the free throw line now for Tabor is going to be Jonathan Gibson. He's got 4 points in the ball game, a couple of field goals. First free throw opportunity here tonight for the big guys. He toes the mark. His shot is up there. The shot is missed. No good. Misses the front end of the bonus. Rebound is loose and is picked up by Lena. Lena gets the ball into Brandon Krause's hands as he comes into the forecourt. Now to Carson Bloom. The Krause here on the near side. Brandon looking on the deep wing. Now to Zach Lena just inside the free throw circle. The Krause. Krause gives it to Carson Bloom. Puts it on the floor. Circles around to the left side. Down to, in the corner to Drew Callahan. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Brooks. Still 63-60. Hastings with a 3-point advantage. 8 minutes to play here in this one. There's a Dwayne Biggs with the ball. Bounce pass goes to a Malin. Two-handed pass to the near sideline. The horse stick who's back into the ball game. Top of the key. Malin three. Good. Justin Malin scoring there for Tabor. And the Blue Jays have come back to tie the score at 63 points apiece with 7 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in this one. Krause has got the ball. Krause comes out here to Carson Bloom. Now to Callahan. A foul away from all the action. It's going to go on Hastings. Personal foul on the Broncos. And the foul is going to go on Lena. That's going to be his second. And now the Broncos want to call a timeout as Tabor has come back to tie the score. 7 minutes and 39 seconds to play. They're in the basketball game. The score is Hastings College 63, Tabor 63.
Come join Kirshner's Auto Corner for their 30th anniversary celebration. Register to win any of 6 gift cards and look around at the really nice selection of vehicles on the lot. You'll love the selection of 2011, 12, 13, and 2014 Impalas with low miles in red, white, black, or gray. Lots of vehicles to choose from, and no reasonable offer will be turned down. The anniversary celebration is on now at Kirshner's Auto Corner at Colorado and South Streets in Hastings and online, kirshnersautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the Broncos had a 10-point lead in the first half. Led at halftime, 47-42, but now Tabor has come back to tie things up at 63 points apiece with 7:39 remaining. Again, don't forget to join us on Tuesday, this Tuesday, for Bronco Talk from noon until 1. We'll be at Valentino's of Hastings. Your chance to hear from the coaches, ask your own questions, and enjoy a delicious lunch. At Valentino's, we will be there with the Hastings College coaches on the first Tuesday of every month, and that means this Tuesday we'll be at Valentino's between noon and 1. Join us at 604 South Burlington. We're tied up at 63 points apiece, 7.5 minutes to go here in the basketball game. Biggs following the timeout, moves it down to the baseline, kicks it out of the wing. Shot by Malin, no good. The ball tapped out. Scramble is on. Hastings grabs it. Reinwald grabs it in a traveling violation. There's like 3 guys all in a cluster there. Reinwald got his hands on it there, got possession, and he's calling for the traveling violation. So the Broncos turn it away for the 8th time here in the basketball game. And it's going to be Tabor inbounding the ball right in front of the scorer's table. Malin will get things in to Biggs as he brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Takes off. It runs into a Bronco. That's a Zach Lena. And Zach is going to be hit with a personal foul. Biggs just put his shoulder down and drove it toward the goal. And a foul is going to be called. That's a Reinwald going to be hit with a foul. That's probably good. Tobin's first personal. That would have been number three for Zach. They were both there, and Tobin gets hit with a personal foul. Now going to the free throw line is going to be Dwayne Biggs. They're trying to give the Tabor Blue Jays the lead in this one. And the shot is up there. It's good. Tabor's got the lead. Tabor has come from 10 points down now to grab the lead. Tabor lost to Doan yesterday in the first round of the Classic, 78-69. And a big lead in that first half of the ball game yesterday, and then lost it down the stretch. Biggs hits a couple of free throws, and now Tabor has got the lead, 65-63 over Hastings, with 7:09 to play here in the basketball game from Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings with the ball. Brandon Krause, he drives the ball toward the goal. His shot is going to be partially deflected by Gibson. The ball goes out of bounds. Hastings ball. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings will be Connor Musel. Musel comes in. Going out is going to be John DeWard. Hastings will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Bronco basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS after the Hastings College women won our first ball game. Their contest over Sterling. Hastings now trailing here 65-63 with 6:49 to play. Connor Musel sends it inside to Lena. Back out to Carson for three. Count it! Carson Bloom hits a three-pointer. That's his fourth three of this ball game. He's got 14 points. Hastings reclaims the lead now 66-65 on a big three-point play there by Carson Bloom. Here's a Biggs now for Tabor College, dribbling the ball on the left side of the floor. Gets it out to Malin, bombs it inside to Gibson. He drives it down the lane, stops, and now we got a foul call. It's going to go on Lena. Zach Lena picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. Lena gets it with his third personal foul. And that's going to send Jonathan Gibson to the free throw line. Gibson has got 4 points in the ball game. 0 of 1 from the stripe. That's going to be team foul number 10 on the Broncos. So this will be a two-shot foul here. As Jonathan Gibson will have a couple of free throw tosses to try to give Tabor the lead again. Shot is up there, and the shot is short. Gibson misses from the free throw line. So the score remains 66-65. Hastings with a one-point lead. Another nail biter, it appears, coming down to the wire. Hastings has been involved in plenty of these games this year. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. We're trying to get as Jonathan Gibson hits one. And we're now tied up at 66 points apiece with 6 minutes and 23 seconds to play. Hastings and Tabor in the final game of the Roadway Inn Classic this weekend, presented by Hastings College. Here comes Jednik back into the ball game now for the Tabor Blue Jays. Going out will be Justin Malin. So Hastings will come the length of the floor now in a tie basketball game. 66 points apiece. Here's Carson Bloom to the near side to Brandon Krause. Gets it out to Reinwald, now to Connor Musel. On the wing on the left side, Connor looking inside the block, nothing there. They work it back around to the right wing to Brandon Krause. Now to Reinwald, short jumper from the baseline, good. Tobin Reinwald now with 10 points in the ball game for Hastings. The Broncos have the lead, 68-66. We have hit the 6-minute mark here in this ball game. Jednik has got the ball. Now to Horstek, who's back into the ball game. Bounce pass goes inside to Thomas. He backs up. Thomas goes to the racket. Shot no good. Rebound Jednik. He has it knocked out of his hands. It's picked up by Krause coming back the other way. And then Krause throws the ball away. Was it tipped out? We'll see. The officials give the ball to Hastings. It was tipped out. All right, so Hastings going to play it in. It was tipped out of bounds here on the break by the Tabor Blue Jays. Hastings will inbound the ball. With the Carson Bloom, 200 pass comes way out on top. That's going to be Krause with the ball for Hastings. Krause gives her up now to Reinwald. Tobin has got it. Carson Bloom to the near sideline. Connor Musel, entry pass. Reinwald, turnaround jumper, good. Reinwald just to the right of the lane, scores there. He's now got 12 points, and the Broncos out by 4 points again. It's 70-66. 5 minutes and 15 seconds to play. Here's Dwayne Biggs for the ball. Biggs behind the screen from Thomas. Biggs drives it. Jump pass to the far sideline. They get it over there to Horstek. Now down low to Thomas. He jams one home. That's not going to count. He nearly ripped the old rim off of the backboard there, but it's all for show. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Zach Lena. Lena picks up his fourth personal foul. And now going to the free throw line will be Andrew Thomas. Now for a tomahawk chop right down the... old basket there, but it doesn't count. And Thomas off to get score his 2 points from the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Andrew Thomas now with 14 points in the ball game here. Coming back in for Hastings will be John DeWard. Going out will be Zach Lena. 70-67. Hastings College with a three-point lead now with 5 minutes and 5 seconds to play in this one. Andrew Thomas will have one more. His shot is up. It is good. Thomas hits a pair of free throws. Back to a two-point ball game now. It's 70-68. Final ball game of the Roadway Inn Classic this weekend here at Hastings College. Carson Bloom has got the ball. Now to Brandon Krause here on the near side. Brandon Krause trying to get it away now to Carson Bloom, and a foul is going to be called. It's going to be whistled here on Malik Brooks. That's going to be his third. So Brooks picks up his third. That's 10 fouls plus on the Blue Jays. Hastings will go to the free throw line. Carson Bloom will toe the mark here. Carson has hit 4 3-pointers in the contest tonight for Hastings. He's got 14 points. As he's hit a couple of free throws as well. He'll have a 2 charity tosses right here. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. Hastings now 13 out of 18 from the free throw line here in this ball game. Carson Bloom will have one more. Gives Hastings a 3-point lead. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Bloom hits a pair of free throws. And the Broncos maintaining that 4-point lead now, 72-68. Here comes Dwayne Biggs back into the forecourt now for Tabor. Comes to the near side. Brandon Krause will pick him up. Jednik has got the ball. Jednik gets it a horse stick. Lobs the ball down low. The ball's going to be tipped away and lost out of bounds off of the fingertips of Andrew Thomas. They're trying to work the ball down low to their big guy down there, Andrew Thomas, who is 6'7", and a senior out of Grenada. He's done some damage tonight with 15 points, but that time the pass was a little bit too far, and Thomas and the Tabor Blue Jays turn the ball over. That's their 14th turnover of the ball game. Hastings get the ball back now. They have a 4-point advantage at 72-68. Reinwald, free throw line extended to the far sideline, has got the ball. Reinwald looking. Tobin sends it down in the corner. Krause has got it, but we got a whistle and a foul. It's going to be called here. It looks like John DeWard is going to be hit with a personal foul. John DeWard has just fouled out of the ball game. DeWard trying to post up on the left side of the lane. Is hit with a personal foul there. He's going to leave with 4 points. He leaves with 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in the basketball game. So DeWard comes to the bench now with 5 fouls, and Zach Lena comes back in. 72-68, Hastings College holding on to a 4-point lead. And now John DeWard, our starting post player, is on the bench with 5 fouls. Here comes Biggs down the far sideline now for Tabor, around a double screen. Moves it here to the left side of the floor. Brandon Krause fighting through the screens. Biggs takes it into the lane. There's a pass down in the corner to Horstick. He throws up a three. His shot's going to be off of the mark. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. That is going to be Tabor ball. Last touchdown there by Connor Musel just to the left of the basket after Horstick throws up a three from the far sideline. So Tabor will play things in. Baseline right side. This is Dwayne Biggs. He'll key things in. Biggs looking. Biggs looking. Finally comes way into the backcourt, and it's going to be picked up here by Malik Brooks. Brooks trots her back across the 10-second line. Brooks gets away, drives it down the lane, throws up a desperation shot. It's going to be no good. He runs into a Reinwald, and Tobin is going to be hit with a personal foul. The second foul on Tobin here in the ball game. And now Malik Brooks will go to the free throw line. Brooks has got 6 points here in the ball game. He's 1 out of 2 from the stripe here. 72-68, Hastings with a 4-point lead. Shot is up there in the shot, no good. Brooks will get one more. Hastings College basketball brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Broncos sports for the 2014-2015 season. 3:48 to play. Hastings 72, Tabor 68. Next shot is up there, it is good. By Brooks, he's now got 7 points in the ball game. And now Tabor is trailing by 3 points. It's to a one-possession ball game here. Late in the contest at Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. Carson Bloom with the ball. Now, again, a foul away from all the action underneath the basket here. This is going to go on Tabor. And it's going to go on Biggs. That's going to be his first. Hard to believe that there's somebody out there that just picked up their first personal foul. We have seen a ton of personal fouls here in this ball game. Going to the free throw line will be Brandon Krause for Hastings. He's got 10 points in the ball game. Krause looks up there. The shot is good. Krause now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. He's got 11 points in the ball game. He scored 15 last night. Led the Broncos, and that's a 70-58 win over McPherson. Next shot is up there, in and out, back in again. Dances around the rim and goes down through the hole. So Brandon Krause now with 12 points in the ball game, and Hastings has built a 5-point lead down the stretch. 74-69. Biggs with the ball. Gets it outside the arc now to Brooks. Brooks bounce pass inside to Thomas. Thomas, and now we got a foul called again. That's going to go and leave. Zach trying to keep Thomas out of there. Now Zach just got hit with a personal technical foul. So the foul is going to go on Zach Lena. That's his fifth personal foul, so he fouls out. Then he got a technical as well. So Zach leaves with 6 points, 3:24 to play in the ball game. So now Lena and also John DeWard out of the ball game on fouls. So Tabor's going to shoot some free throws. Zach Lena gets hit with a personal foul, and he gets hit with a technical foul. 74-69 is the score. And now Brooks will go to the free throw line. His first free throw is up there. It's no good. Brooks is now 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. He'll have another one right here. It's a 5-point ball game. Malik Brooks puts up the next shot. It's good. That makes the score 74-70 now. And now going to the free throw line is going to be Andrew Thomas. Brooks shot the technical foul shots. He was 1 out of 2 there. And now Andrew Thomas will go to the line. He'll have 2 shots. As Lena fouled him, the shot is up there. It's good. He's now 4 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. Andrew Thomas now with 16 points in the ball game. 74-71 is the score now with 3:24 to play. So a technical foul and a foul on Zach Lena here at the 3:24 mark. And Tabor is pulling closer. Here's the next shot by Thomas up there and in. And now Tabor wants to call a timeout. They're within striking distance. 3:24 to play in regulation. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 74 and Tabor 72.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. 74-72 is the score. 3:24 to play in regulation. Tabor drawing closer as Zach Lena is hit with a personal foul and a technical. Tabor knocking down 3 free throws in the process. And now the Tabor Blue Jays are within striking distance here at the end. 74-72 is the score. Hastings will have the ball in with 3:24 to play. Coming up after the ball game, we'll have our players of the game from our doubleheader today. Coach's post-game show, and we'll get out of here for the Roadway Inn Classic presented by Hastings College this weekend and Thanksgiving weekend. Hopefully yours is going well here tonight, mixed in with a little college basketball action. Hastings with the ball. Connor Musial drives the baseline. He's cut off. Nice pass goes inside to Callahan. Does not go up for the shot, though. The Broncos get it back outside the three-point arc here. Brandon Krause with the ball, still 17 on the shot clock. Krause drives it, leaves it off to Musial for 3. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Thomas grabs the rebound. Andrew Thomas has got the ball for Tabor. The Blue Jays can pull ahead with here with a 3-point field goal. Dwayne Biggs with the ball. Jump pass goes out to Brooks. Fakes the 3. Takes it inside the ring. Down on the baseline. His shot no good. Rebound. Carson Bloom. He's going to take the ball the distance. Carson Bloom driving layup. Good. Bloom has now got 18 points in the ball game. Hastings out to a 76-72 score now. Carson Bloom gets the driving layup and scores for Hastings. Here's Ark with the ball as he drives it toward the goal. His shot is up and in. Jake Ark found a little seam in the Bronco defense and took it right to the rack. Back to a 2-point ball game. 76-74. Hastings leading by 2 points. 2:18 to play. Hastings on the possession here. Here's Brian Waldwood. It comes across the top to Bloom. Carson holds the ball. Two-handed pass goes over to Brandon Krause on the wing and left side. They lob it in here to Tobin Reinwald. Wheels in the lane. His shot good. Tobin Reinwald scores as he wheels in the lane. A little half-hook shot there. Tobin gets the field goal, and it's now 78-74. Hastings with a 4-point lead. 1:50 to play. Biggs drives for the hole. That's going to be a charging foul. It is. Drew Callahan goes down. Biggs runs over him. Drew Callahan goes down hard, and an offensive charging foul there on Dwayne Biggs. That's going to be his second. Drove the ball in the hole there and absolutely leveled Drew Callahan. That's not an easy thing to do. Callahan is a big boy there for Hastings at 6'7", the freshman out of North Platte. So Tabor gives the ball right back to Hastings. The Broncos have the four-point lead, 78-74. Ryan Wall, deep wing here on the right side, drives it inside the ring. The ball knocked out of his hands, out of bounds. Jednik got his hands on it there for Tabor. Hastings will play things in here on the near sideline in front of the Bronco bench with a minute and 38 seconds to go. Hastings 78 and Tabor 74. College basketball action, and now slipping down as the inbounds pass came in. Carson Bloom grabs the ball and his feet came out from under him, and he immediately calls the timeout to save the possession. So Hastings will have the ball when we come back. A minute and 37 seconds to play. They're in the basketball game. It's Hastings 78, Tabor 74.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through December 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
1230 KHAS.
Another game that's going to the wire here for the Hastings College men's basketball team. They've got the lead 78-74 over Tabor. Hastings trying to win both of their ball games here in their own classic this weekend. Connor Musial drives the ball in the basket, and now we got another foul called. They go on Jake Ark. That's going to be his second personal foul. That's going to send Hastings back to the free throw line again at the 1:31 mark of the second half. This is going to be Connor Musial going to the line. Connor's a good guy to have there, 80% from the stripe this season. He is 12 out of 15. First couple of chances here in the ball game today. His shot is up there. It is good. That gives Hastings a 79-74 advantage. Reinwald checks out. Here comes Zach Clemens into the ball game now for Hastings. Broncos have the five-point advantage. It's 79-74. Connor Musial's next free throw is up there. It's around the rim and down. Just catches the front lip and spins down through the hole. And the Broncos are out on top now by a score of 80-74. Here's Dwayne Biggs with the ball now for Tabor. Lobs it inside. Andrew Thomas wheels. The shot's going to be blocked down by Callahan. Thomas goes up for the shot. Drew Callahan gets a block. That's it. Drew's second block of this ball game. 80-74. Hastings has the lead. And they have the ball here with a minute and 11 seconds to play. A big block shot there by Drew Callahan, the freshman out of North Platte for Hastings. Hastings with the ball now here offensively. That's going to be Brandon Krause out here. Just across the 10-second line. Down to 13 seconds on the shot clock. Krause dribbles it to the free throw line. Kicks it out here to Musial. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Musial now to a Carson Bloom. Carson Bloom trying to drive the ball. Spins to the top of the key. Goes out to Callahan. His shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Biggs. Biggs runs her back the other way. 2-on-4. Doesn't have the numbers. So it'll hold up now. They throw it inside the ball again. Deflected out of bounds by Callahan. They're trying to feed it inside to Andrew Thomas. That's been the philosophy the past couple of trips down the floor as Tabor tries to pound the ball into Andrew Thomas, but Hastings finally figuring things out there. Drew Callahan playing a great ball game here. We got another timeout with 36 seconds to play in regulation. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 80, Tabor 74.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings and Briarcliff coming up next Saturday here on 1230 KHAS. The Broncos will now have a midweek game this week. Their next action will be next Saturday on the road up in Sioux City. Women's game will go at 2, with the men to follow at 4 o'clock. We'll have the Pepsi pregame show at 1:45 next Saturday. We'll have high school basketball coming up this week. Season starts for the high school teams across the state. Coverage on Thursday and Friday night of high school basketball on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. 80-74 is the score. Hastings out on top of Tabor. Tabor has come back to tie this things up here in the second half of play. But Hastings is out to a six-point lead right now as Biggs will inbound the ball for Tabor. Comes way out on top now. That's going to be Brooks. Launches up a three. Air ball. No good. Rebound Carson Bloom. Bloom has got it now with 30 seconds to play. Bloom gets it ahead now to Brandon Krause. Brandon Krause dribbles to the near side, and he's going to be fouling the play. Krause is just trying to stay away from the defenders from Tabor College. But now a personal foul is going to be called. That's going to go on JT Nimmett. That's going to be his third. Brandon Krause to the free throw line. Coming up, we've got our players of the game and our coaches' post-game show before we get out here tonight, so stay with us. Brandon Krause to the line. He's got 12 points in the ball game for Hastings. His shot is up there, and his shot is good. He's now 5 out of 6 from the free throw line tonight. So Krause, a pretty good weekend. 15 points last night in the ball game against McPherson. He's got 13 here tonight with another free throw pending. His shot is up there. That shot is up and in. Brandon Krause now with 14 in the ball game. He averages 10.1 on the season. 82-74. Hastings College has got the lead, driving all the way to the basket and scoring. And contested there is Brooks. Malik Brooks has now got 10 points in the ball game. And now we got a foul called in backcourt with 15.5 seconds to play. So a foul is going to go here on JT Nimmett. That's going to be his fourth foul. That's going to send Krause back to the free throw line. So Krause hit one just a few seconds ago. Now Brandon Krause is back up there with 15 seconds to go. Brandon Krause looks up there, and his shot is good. Hastings from the free throw line tonight is now 21 out of 26 from the stripe. Krause will have another one. It's on the way, and the shot is good. So another two free throws there by Krause. And Hastings has now got an 84-76 advantage as the inbounds pass is deflected back out of bounds by Krause. So Brandon has hit a couple of free throws, actually four free throws here in the last 15 seconds to give Hastings now an eight-point advantage, 84-76. Pass comes in. Here's a Dwayne Biggs with the ball. Biggs pulls up, launches a three. His shot is going to be no good. Another air ball. It goes out of bounds, and that should just about do it. Hastings College is going to win the basketball game here tonight. Leading by the count of 84-76. Hastings will play things in. Bounce with the ball, and the white flag comes up. Hastings is going to win this ball game tonight. 84-76 as the horn sounds. The Broncos improve to 6 wins and 5 losses on the season. Hastings going 2-0 here in the Roadway Inn Classic this weekend. Tabor will drop to 2 wins and 7 losses. So the Broncos got to a 47-42 halftime advantage, and they win it by 8 points. Final score of 84-76. Back with a recap after this.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
Celebrate Christmas with Good Samaritan Society, Hastings Village. Visit us from December 4th through 11th and discover the magic of Christmas. Find the entry form in the Hastings Tribune, come out and search the village for the 12 days of Christmas. Fill out the entry form, mail it in, and a sumptuous prize could be yours. So visit Hastings Village from December 4th through December 11th, fill out the entry form from the Hastings Tribune, and win a sumptuous prize. We'll see you this Christmas at Hastings Village.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
So the Hastings College men's basketball team, they're victorious tonight as they knock out Tabor College by a score of 84-76. Hastings winning both of their games here in the weekend classic presented by Roadway Inns of Hastings. Broncos leading at halftime with this one 47-42. Tabor actually came back to tie the score in the second half of play. Hastings had a 10-point lead in the first half, leading by that 5-point advantage at halftime. But Tabor came back to tie the score up at 63 points apiece, and it's 66 in the second half of play. But Hastings going on to the victory as they hit some free throws down the stretch, and they win it by the score of 84-76. For the Broncos tonight, they got 18 points in the ball game from Carson Bloom, 15 points from Brandon Krause, and 14 for Tobin Reinwald, and 12 points for Connor Musel. So a good shooting night tonight for the Broncos, led by Carson Bloom's 18 points. The other scores, we see Alex Thayer, he had 8. 6 points for Zach Lita, 5 for Drew Callahan, 4 points for John DeWard, and 1 point for Zach Clemens. Hastings doing a great job from the free throw line. They were 23 out of 28 from the foul line tonight. Tabor hit 23 out of 30 from the free throw line. They got 17 points apiece from Andrew Thomas and Dwayne Biggs. Also in double figures was Malik Brooks as he scored 10. 9 points for Jake Ark. 7 points for John Jednik. Also scoring in the ball game for Tabor was JT Nimmett as he had 5 points. 5 points for Jonathan Gibson. 3 points for Justin Malin, and 2 points for Jordan Horstick, and 1 for Chase LeBlanc. So Hastings, they improved to 6 wins and 5 losses on the season. They will play at Briarcliff next Saturday. Tabor, they fall to 2 wins and 7 losses. Hastings and Briarcliff next Saturday, 2-4 will be the game times next Saturday on the air with a Pepsi pregame show at 1:45 here on 1230 KHIS. Final shooting numbers in the ball game. Hastings ended up shooting 45% from the field tonight. They were 25 out of 55. Tabor hit 46% of their field goal tries. They were 24 out of 52. Hastings from three-point range, 11 out of 27 for 40%. Tabor was 5 out of 19 for just 26%. Hastings 23 out of 28 from the free throw line, 82%. Tabor was 23 out of 30 for 76%. Hastings with 30 rebounds tonight. Tabor, they had 27. Hastings had 10 rebounds on offense and 20 on defense. Tabor, they had 7 offensive rebounds and 20 on defense. The Broncos turned the ball over 11 times during the ball game tonight. Tabor had 16. Hastings with 3 block shots and 5 steals. Tabor had 2 block shots and 4 steals. And the Broncos win this ball game tonight by a score of 84-76. The score was tied 7 different times. We had 11 lead changes. Biggest lead of the ball game for Hastings was at 10 points late in the first half. Tabor had a 6-point advantage about 4.5 minutes into the ball game tonight. But Hastings College wins it this evening by a score of 84-76 over Tabor College. Stay tuned. We got the player of the game coming up next, and in the coaches' postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. Plus the personal service of Steve Barinola, Tino Martinez, TM Sporting Goods, On the Bricks, 2217 Central, Downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Protein Design.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online, www.hastingstribune.com.
All right, so a couple of wins for Hastings College here tonight. The women picking up a win over Sterling College out of Kansas, 88-74. And the guys beating Tabor tonight out of Kansas, 84-76. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS for the Hastings College women. Michaela Berry, 14 points in the ball game. Holly Samuelson came off of the bench to score 12 points. Jamie Van Kirk had 10 as the Broncos put three players in double figures tonight. For the Hastings College men, again, a big performance by Carson Bloom as he scores 18 points. Brandon Krause had 16 points. Tobin Reinwald had 14, and Connor Musel had 12 points in the ball game tonight. All candidates for our player of the game will come back and name our winners right after this.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Our players of the game tonight for the Hastings College women, it'll be Michaela Berry as she leads the way in scoring for the Broncos for the second straight night. Berry came up with 14 points in the ball game tonight. She was 6 out of 14 from the field. Just 1 out of 6, though, from three-point territory. 1 out of 1 from the free throw line, pulls down a couple of rebounds and scores the 14 points. Also had 3 assists and had 1 steal tonight. As the Hastings College women, they break a 4-game losing streak as they beat Sterling tonight by a score of 88-74. And for the Hastings College men, Carson Bloom, he leads the Chargers tonight with 18 points in the ball game. Carson had 4 out of 5 from 3-point range tonight. He was 5 out of 6 from the field. Bloom also hitting some free throws. He was 4 out of 4 from the free throw line, had 3 rebounds, all on defense. Scores the 18 points as he plays at 19 minutes tonight for the Broncos and their win over Tabor College. So it'll be Carson Bloom and Michaela Berry, our players of the game tonight, as Hastings College picks up 2 wins here in the Roadway Inn Classic presented by Hastings College this weekend. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the player of the game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at www.hastingstribune.com.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Our post-game coverage continues with the coach's post-game show. Now, it's back to the court with the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
All right, back here at Lynn Frail Arena, Hastings College wins it tonight over Tabor College by a score of 84-76. As Hastings assistant coach Doug Rader is going to join us on the post-game show, and coach, for the second straight night, congratulations on the win. You did what you had to do to grab the victory here tonight.
That was a very nice victory. Well, we were very excited about that, just getting back-to-back wins, and we just need to get some momentum going, so this was very nice for us just to have some success here tonight. The first half, we played pretty well. Even in the second half, I thought we played well at times. We had a chance to, I think we're up 10, we had a chance to kind of put them away. We didn't do it at that point, but we still played good down the stretch. I think they took the lead in the second half. We bounced back and responded pretty well. So our guys are learning. They're getting more confidence, and they know that the game's not over, and whether we have the momentum on our side or not, that we're going to find a way to win. And we've done that a few times this year, so we don't like to play from behind, but we've done it a few times, and we're getting a little more confidence.
That's just the story of the season so far, another close basketball game. That's kind of what we're accustomed to right now.
Yes. Last night's was very nice, having a 12-15-point win, but can't have those every night. And just with a young team that we have and inexperienced at times, we're going to have those ups and downs, and I think those ups and downs are going to get less and less as the year goes on. And getting real good minutes from a lot of different people off the bench tonight. Carson Bloom gave us some very good minutes and shooting the ball well. Played a good game on defense as well, just being in the right spot. And Tobin was good as well. Just he had some big buckets for us. And then Musial in the first half. You know, I think he had 10 points in the first half, something like that. Played a really good game. So he's really coming along for a freshman. Getting a lot of confidence, and team's getting a lot of confidence in him as well.
Hastings, again, hitting 45% from the field this evening, 40% from three-point territory, and 82% from the free-throw line. Those are numbers that you can probably live by, huh?
Yeah, even I thought we'd missed a few free throws, a couple one-on-ones that we thought we should have knocked in. But, yeah, we'll take those numbers at the end of the day. And, you know, we did a good job of getting to the free-throw line. We drove it a little bit, you know, we couldn't figure out how they're calling the game at times both ways. You know, we just have to play through it, and our guys did a good job of figuring it out.
Coach, talk about the things that you saw that you liked on the offensive end first.
Well, we pushed the ball a little bit better tonight. I thought we got out in transition. John DeWard did a good job of stretching the defense out in the first half, and then Drew Callahan did a better job in the second half. And you know, they didn't do a great job of getting back all the time, so we took advantage of that. Connor Musial is doing a very good job of getting out and getting running, and that just gets our offense flowing a little bit better. We did take advantage of some mismatches inside. They were playing three guards at times and little guards, you know, 6 foot or so, and so we tried to find a mismatch inside there. We just got better ball movement tonight, more cuts at the rim. We were driving it a little bit better. You know, we didn't finish a couple times. You know, we drove it in there and didn't finish inside, but you know, at least we're getting north-south cuts, and I thought we did a better job. And Clemens, you know, didn't finish inside, but he did a better job of getting inside there, and that's what we want. Just play with no fear. We don't want to play tight. You know, a few times last week and in the conference games, I thought we played tight at times, especially when there was a big moment in the game, and we just wanted to play a little bit more loose tonight.
Hastings, again, winning over Tabor College 84-76 tonight. The Blue Jays down the stretch, there was no doubt they were going to go inside to the big guy, Andrew Thomas. What was the philosophy to try to hold him out of there? You guys tried about everything.
He's a very nice player, big, strong guy inside. We were trying the three-quarter front like we always do. He was just so strong at times that we just couldn't get around him. And once he caught it inside the post, we just didn't do a good job of keeping him from going around us. We were trying a little bit late to help off with a four guy, which was either Lena or Clemens, and help inside a little bit. But with they going with the forward guard lineup and with shooters on the floor, it was hard to leave there too because he could kick it out for an easy three. So it was just a tough matchup, but we didn't help down enough inside there. But he's a really good player, and he's going to score a little bit. And so we're going to have another thing we have to work on because we're going to be playing a lot of good bigs here upcoming in our conference season.
So Hastings will go back to conference play on Saturday up in Sioux City against Briarcliff. Now we get back to grind of the conference season. And like you said, every game has been tight so far in the conference. We expect more of the same when we get back to the GPAC on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's going to be tight again. It's nice that we have a week to prepare. We can rest our bodies a little bit, give the guys a couple days off here, and then get back to the grind, like you say. It's one of those things, you know, Briarcliff's, you know, very good team. They went down to Florida and played some tough teams and were successful down there. So it's going to be a tough game for us. You know, they're kind of like last night's game with a lot of ball screens that we're going to have to guard. Guards are pretty good. So it's one of those things that, you know, Briarcliff can beat you at any night, and just about everybody in this league can beat you any night if you don't play well. So we'll have to have a good week of practice, prepare well, still work on some of those areas, that, you know, guarding in the post a little bit better, make sure we're getting back in transition and keeping the guards out of the paint. You know, that's one thing I thought we did a better job maybe last night than even tonight was keeping the guards out of the paint. They got back and forth a little bit for ball reversal and getting into the paint. That gave us some issues there. So that's one thing we have to work on next week as far as, you know, keeping Briarcliff out of the paint because they'll try to drive it at you and try to get two to guard one and kick it out. And a good three-point shooting team as well.
All right, so a good weekend for Hastings winning last night and picking up another win here tonight against a very good Tabor ball club. And now it's back to the GPAC on Saturday. And I guess we'll see you in Sioux City on Saturday. Huh?
Yeah, very good Thanksgiving break for us.
So. Thanks. Doug Grader, the assistant coach for Hastings College here tonight. Again, the Bronco Ben. Going to, 6 wins and 5 losses now in the season as they pick up 2 wins here this weekend. Now we get back to the grind of the GPAC on Saturday in Sioux City. We'll take our final timeout. We'll be back right after this on 1230 KHAS.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by your first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So the Hastings College women victorious tonight, 88-74 over Sterling College out of Kansas. The Hastings College women's basketball team breaks their four-game losing streak, and the Broncos are now even up at 5 wins and 5 losses on the season. The Hastings College men, they are 6-5 after they picked up a win over Tabor College tonight by a score of 84-76. On to Sioux City on Saturday. Here on 1230 KHAS, 2 and 4 o'clock will be the game times on the air with a Pepsi pregame show at 1:45. Here on 1230 KHAS. We'll have high school basketball for you as we begin the season on Thursday. We got another high school basketball game scheduled for you on Friday night. You can check our schedule on the website, hastingslink.com, for exact broadcast plans for this week. But the high school basketball season gets underway this week as well. So I wrap things up from the Osborne Sports Complex. For 1230 KHAS, this is Mike Will.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.